The views expressed on the previous programs are those of the hosts, guests,
what
and
is
callers,
it?
And do not reflect those of the
Beavis. Leafs suck, by the way. Told you. They blow.
WQAM presents The Neil Rogers Show. To talk to Neil, dial 567-0560 in Dade and Broward. In other
so let me ask you, George, what time is the game on?
877-785-NEIL.
What game would that be?
Or pound 560 on your AT&T and Verizon wireless phones.
Sorry. I thought we knew each other.
Everybody's taking a pay cut at QAM.
Do not represent those of WQAM management, staff, or sponsors. Now, The Neil Rogers Show on 560 WQAM.
Pay cut. Hey, Joe, cut the grass.
Sometimes I feel myself on the good ship. Amistad, it's a slave ship, and it's very hot when you row all day. And they whip you on the back with chains. It's a wooden ship, and it smells a lot like an armpit or a bad ache fart. And when you die of disease, they throw the body in the sea.
Oh, my God.
Squished in a hole, no toilet bowl. Your pillow is a rat. And if you complain, oh, no, white devil meet you with the rusty chain. Slave ship, they don't serve no food. When you get seasick, they feed it back to you. Life is very hard on the good ship Amistad.
Well, 10:01. That was by request, by the way. There was a notification on MySpace. Not a message, not a hey, how's it going? Just but like a request.
Play
that's
it.
Why I played it.
Play that bit.
Well, that's all. What?
Play that bit.
No, it wasn't like that.
Oh, okay,
it was a little
good.
More, a little more friendly than
play
that.
Bit.
Like anyway,
that.
Here's an email to get started. And before I read the email, let me just reprimand George on the air. You okay. Bastard, you whatever. I mean, this is so stupid.
You could do better than that.
Hey, Neil, I'll reveal all my accounts if you reprimand George on the air. Reprimand George for what? I mean, what does that mean?
And then it says,
I think you'll be shocked / disappointed. No, I won't be shocked or disappointed because whatever you're going to reveal is going to just be another fake name anyway.
Right.
Just amazing. Like you said before the show, the Internet is just a it's a meeting and greeting place for misfits.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's... I'm not saying that there isn't some worthwhile stuff
not
on there, because there is.
But certainly.
But generally speaking, the
I have no line.
Crowd meet and greet and tweet on the Internet. So there you go. I reprimanded George. You're a suck on the air, and you're a bad person, and you're a grave robber, and you want mm-hmm. that free car, and blah, blah, blah. And I reprimanded George.
All true.
Now reveal all your
all
accounts and
things.
Shock and disappoint me, okay? John ZTR. This is the guy who yesterday, the only email I can remember, there's been a couple with that email address, was the one about, well, sportscasters are, ex-jocks are great because they know what's inside the head of the players, and that's why people love hearing ex-jocks. No, they don't. No, they don't. Over the years of broadcasting sports events, most people, I think, would tell you they enjoy hearing great sportscasters. People who are articulate, people who make the game exciting. You know, like...
all of these things.
Right.
Ow!
Like that. Oh, yeah.
It's a goal. It's a goal. Ow, 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 ow.
Here's the poll from yesterday on the polls. I've already removed it. Should Neil Schmidt can the polls? No, I love them. 483, 63.3%.
Reverend.
They love them. They don't like them. They love them. Hey, you better cut it out, mister.
I'm sorry. Don't reprimand
you. I'm reprimanding you on the air right now. I dare you. Oh, and also, by the way, for that Phil Ark jackass, who's one of the worst, probably the same one as the John ZTR, I got that article in my pile about the Orthodox rabbi molester. I got it in my pile. And,
yeah.
You know, the reason that we don't have more stories about Orthodox rabbis or any other rabbis molesting children is because there aren't more stories about it, because there are
right.
so few Jews. Relative, how many Catholics are in the world? Like 2 billion, something like that?
Yeah, a lot.
And there's a handful of million Jews in the world. So, you know, it just goes to show you, in addition to which, rabbis are allowed to get married.
Right.
So they're not forced into this totally bizarre,
right.
Supposedly...
No comparison.
...chaste lifestyle. where only the altar right. boys get chased. No, I love them, the Apoles, 483. WTF, 132. Yes, Schmidt Cannon for a while, 85. And yes, permanently, 62, only 8%. Well, I don't know. Got one on there right now. So we haven't Schmidt canned him yet.
No.
Oh, Schmidt canned him, Schmidt canned him. Yeah. Schmidt on you.
I think we should have two or three at the same time.
That's a great idea. You come up with all the new ones.
Eek.
Keith says, this is on the new poll. Well, here's the new one before I read Keith's, because otherwise it won't mean anything.
Right.
Let's see, by the way, if this person has revealed themselves, so I'm shocked and dismayed. No, I don't see it.
Oh, God.
Here's our good friend, Captain Singh. Haven't been able to listen to the show regularly as of late. Just wondering if you caught the movie Slumdog Millionaire. No. It takes place in my home country of India. We saw Before the Devil Knows You're Dead and enjoyed it thoroughly. Thanks for the recommendation. Take care. Next time you're in Miami Beach, please stop by Mindy's News, 209 71st Street. Okay, Captain Singh. Mañana. Hasta mañana. Let's see. Here's one. Hey, Neil, do you think any one person getting caught or admitting to smoking weed might change our current laws? No, I do not. No, I do not. Because if you go two presidents back, he admitted to smoking. Of course, he didn't inhale, but nevertheless.
Right.
No, it's a cottage industry, the DEA. It's big, big business, and a whole lot of people would lose their jobs if they quit down with the stupid, useless drug laws in America. It's just archaic and stupid and a waste of time. Anyway, like I said, I was going to get to the poll. I don't see, I'm not shocked and dismayed yet, even though I reprimanded George on the air. I don't see John ZTR.
You did do a very good job. I'm not convinced.
Well, I don't care. The whole thing is stupid. 149 votes. If you could wave a magic wand and change the chronically bad habits of South Florida drivers, it would be. Oh, I gotta print this out.
Yeah.
Because I gotta read it. I don't want to read it off the.
Voted for that red light business.
Yeah, I did too.
Not that they don't all are worthy on here. All these options.
How many people have gotten killed because they made a turn? They didn't just because they assumed their light was green. That meant that the person going the other way on the red light was going to stop. Don't assume anything.
Right.
Also, don't assume that somebody stopped at an intersection with their blinker on is necessarily going or approaching an intersection is going to turn.
Right. You can't assume anything.
And especially don't assume they're going to turn the direction that they're pretending they're going to turn.
They're lunatics.
It's hopeless. They're all a bunch of morons, 59. Generally driving like an a-hole, 35. Failure to use turn signals, 12. Red light running, 11. That's the one. Red light running.
Mm-hmm.
Driving in the rain with your hazard lights on, 9. Only really stupid people do that. Blocking intersections in traffic, 7. Tailgating, 7. Cutting into emerging lane at the last minute, 3. Shooting at the other motorist, 3. Giving the finger reflexively, 1. Failure to stop at stop signs, 1. Failure to yield at yield signs, 1. Parking anywhere you like simply by turning your hazard lights on, none. Oh. So Keith says, I voted for or actually against the jerks driving along in the rain with their hazard lights on. Those are for emergencies. No. If driving in the rain is considered an emergency, then they should not be driving. Well, that's like half of the people there, and like 75% of the people here should not be driving.
Right.
Sometimes I wish I had a BB gun so I could blast out the lights. Good thing I don't own one. One that's not on the list, people driving slow in the left lane, refusing to move over and let someone by. Over now, Keith. Well, I don't think we're adding any more choices. Are we? I mean, people driving too slow, period. We could add that.
Whatever you want.
People driving too slow.
I'll add it
too freaking slow. They aren't involved in most of the accidents. They just cause them. People driving extremes. People driving way too slow and way too fast. These are the people who need to be shot.
And
take them off the road. Take their car because, you know, a lot of people like George can't afford a new car right now. So I guess those pay cuts, that's the big meeting yesterday at 4 o'clock. I guess it's not a secret because I asked and nobody said to me, oh, don't talk about it on the air. Cross the board 5% pay cut, and that's for everybody who hasn't already had a massive pay cut like me, like 50%.
Right.
So all the rest of you schleppers who are getting a 5% pay cut, don't feel so bad because they got 50%. 50% pay cut because times are bad. I still think that a lot of this, all this gnashing of teeth and a lot of this... layoffs and firings. This is a part of a scam.
I agree.
Like all of a sudden everybody went broke. We woke up one morning, everybody was broke.
Crisis.
Everybody's mortgage was a scam. Everybody got their house repoed. Yeah.
I didn't have a variable rate. Got nothing to do with me.
Are you knocking these poor schleppers now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to reprimand you again. Maybe that'll get the... Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. No, I still don't have anything more from... no.
Maybe he's busy creating a new email account right now.
Here is a... R.A. says, I tried Bluebell ice cream last night. It's delicious. Maybe the best ice cream ever. It is freaking $7 for a half gallon. I may have to stick with the second or third best ice cream ever, though, or start making more money. Bluebell, it's in the stores now. Oh, here you go. We wish to notify you again. You were listed as beneficiary to the total sum of 15,600,000 British pounds. Okay, good. Good for you. Oh, the fake Adam Kirshner is back. That must be John was ETR again. Whatever happened to the Yahoo from WSB in Atlanta? He used to always talk about David Paul. I don't know, and I don't care, and neither does anybody else. Nobody cares. Probably Mike Disney doing those fake emails. He doesn't have much to do over there, wouldn't you think?
That's a good point.
Yeah, well, probably Disney. He's probably in a stupor already by the time our show starts. So, driving around Miami yesterday, saw that they closed Macy's office down. Heard later they'd let go 700 employees. I guess they won't be considering the application employment I put in after I was laid off last week. You guys have the best show on the radio. Let me know if you are having what? Oh, let me know if you're hiring. No, we're not hiring. Not only are we not hiring, Carney, we're cutting everybody back. We're laying off. We're firing. For the poll, how about drivers blasting their stereos? No. That's small potatoes. Plus, then that turns into a punk and racial kind of a thing. You know? Like Paco, he's got to crank up the radio. Especially when he stopped at a stoplight and got the window rolled down. You know, try to impress everybody. He's listening to this really, really hip music. You know, crank it up. Great poll today, says JP. I live in California, New York, Florida, and Florida drivers are the worst. I'm in the car most of the day for work. Fear for my life every day. Well, that's right. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Oh, here we go. From the fake Tom Jicka again. Let me say it again for this John YZ, whatever his name is. If you're going to fake somebody, don't fake Jicka because he and I have a code, so I know when it's the real Tom Jicka. So you just, you know, too obvious. Here's Oy Shmoy. Yes, the polls are good. What would we listen to if the polls were gone? Rabbis are usually not child molesters, and Jews in general do not molest children. The Catholics would really come after us if we horned in on their favorite sport.
Good point.
No, it's not a good point. The point is that it's a numbers game. There's only an addition to which, when you let people get married, they're not busy molesting children. It doesn't attract the kind of people that the priesthood does.
That is correct.
Because your average Joe and Sal and Harry out there, they want to do it. They want to, you know, do the old squirt, squirt.
Right. All these sick, twisted individuals.
That's right. Who want to be in the priesthood.
Pedophile fraternity.
Put on those dresses.
Uh-huh.
Take showers naked with the altar boys.
Put on those gay-ass puff pastry hats.
So the fake Tom Jicka says there have been quite a few rumors later regarding the fate of popular Miami progressive talk station WYNZ, and now the rumors are heating up even further. Last week I mentioned that quite a few Clear Channel outlets are flipping to Fox Sports-fed sports outlets. WYNZ was mentioned by several sources as a possibility. Adding fuel to the fire is the fact that the current Fox Sports outlet for South Florida, WFTL 640 AM, was informed that Fox struck a deal with another local station to pick up the affiliation. The move is likely to go down in March. See, the fake Tom Jicka is pretending to be upset that Barry scooped him on the story, which is not unusual. WYNZ's format switch means the Miami-Fort Lauderdale market will have five all-sports stations, including WQM and 790 The Ticket. The station currently enjoys decent ratings, INZ, typically maintaining a 1.5 overall share in the Arbitron ratings. That makes it the fourth most popular AM station in the market. That is really heavy duty.
O'Neill. Greg hates you.
In the 50s, Robert Young made people laugh and Father Knows Best. Now, this great series is back, starring a few Catholic priests who like it young, in the return of Father Knows Best.
Step into the confessional, Billy.
I don't know, Father. This makes the 47th time I've been in there this week.
Oh, Billy, you want to be a good Catholic, don't you?
Yeah, but does everybody get a spanking?
Father Knows Best. It's the Vatican's best-kept secret, and you've got a private seat for all the fun. Just enter the rectory from the rear.
All right, Billy boy, it's time for your flute lesson.
But, Father, your flute has only one hole, and it doesn't make any noise.
Oh, it will, Billy. It will.
Father Knows Best. Once you've seen this new sitcom, you'll wonder why you've never heard about it.
Let me introduce you to St. Peter.
Father Knows Best. Going to church may not seem very entertaining, but there really is something funny going on here.
Oh, there sure is. 10:18 at 560 WQAM. Happy Wednesday to you. What's that schedule look like today, old man? Well, here it is. 2 o'clock, you got the big
oh
with his 1.1 share. He really is doing it. 4 to 7, you got Mad Dog at the Bank United Center. Oh, at UM Bank United Center. Oh, that's in anticipation of that basketball game that 4 or 5 people will be listening to. Let me tell you, Jolly Joe, you can have all the conference calls and all the meetings you want. There is no great mystery as to what you guys have done to this radio station. You can talk about the signal. You can talk about this. You can talk about that. The fact of the matter is you put on some real, serious, absolutely unlistenable
crap.
That's right. Speaking of that, 7 o'clock Hurricanes warm-up, 7:30 UM in Wake Forest. All right. Followed by the DA show. Nice guy, no numbers.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Oh.
Point.
Oh. 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 Oh.
If you're looking for a...
Oh.
That's DA. Even George ripped him before the show today. Off the air, of course.
Yeah.
So how'd that meeting go yesterday? Everybody's getting taken a 5% pay cut unless... now, and you still don't know if that includes you since I thought you had a 3% pay raise.
Yeah, that's
in your
what I thought,
deal.
Too.
So does that mean you're minus two? Plus three and minus
listen,
five.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Well, didn't you speak up? I mean, you usually have a big mouth.
I usually do.
Didn't you speak up and say, does that include me, you
no.
fat tub of lard?
No, no, I just
you
sat there
jackass.
On the floor. I just sat there at the floor, on the floor quietly.
In the continuing saturation of reality shows, the VS channel, Versus, has a new show starting next week, The Jockeys. No Schmidt. What's next, the jockstrap? I think that might be pretty interesting about the jockeys. Especially if Javier Castellano and Justin Stein are on that show. But at any rate, naked. Okay, here's one before I get to that story about the child molesting rabbis. No, you guys don't give a crap about audience opinions regarding George. This is from Jerry, somebody. But since he's the subject of a lot of hate lately, here's my opinion. George is not bad. I listen and have worked in radio a little, so I listen to a lot of on-air talent. George's challenge is that he fills in for you, and you're a tough act to follow. It would be like a good backup quarterback filling in for Marino. As good as the backup is, the main guy sets the bar high. When George is on, the immediate thought is, he's not Neil. I think people who keep saying George sucks, blah, 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 are really saying he sucks compared to you. I listen from 10 to 2 regardless, says Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
George is not bad. He didn't say you're good, but he said you're not bad. I'm going to reprimand you one more time and see if I get a response from John ZTR. He's going to regale. I'm going to be shocked and disappointed
maybe
with his
I
lies, with his bull crap.
Maybe if I cry
nothing
a little
I get on the email shocks or disappoints.
Right.
Because the whole thing has turned into
it's
like...
It's all disappointing.
You know, it's all crap. If you're expecting any useful input in South Florida, man, you must be dreaming. Well, let's see. Here's who sent me this. It says, I had to send you this, even though I'm a real schmatterware, as you call us. I'm totally ashamed and embarrassed by this and other stories. What I find frightening is if you read the comments that come along with this story, you see near universal recognition that there is a problem. If so, then why are these pedophiles not fired from their jobs and run out of town? Unfortunately, too many people have this attitude that it's better to shut up than confront the problem. And it's got a picture of Joe DeAngelo, 28, formerly Joel Deutsch. Well, that's interesting. He's got an Italian name now, and he was formerly Joel Deutsch. Photographed near his old neighborhood in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, when he told his parents of sexual abuse by a rabbi, they turned away from him. He no longer has any contact with his family. In other words, they are really farbissen. Joel Engelman and Joe DeAngelo are driving through their old Brooklyn neighborhood. Williamsburg is a place from another time and country. The shop signs here are in Hebrew. The men scurry by in long black coats. Their hair hangs in corkscrew curls. Married women wear wigs to cover their heads. Oy. Engelman and D'Angelo haven't been here in years. They just met a few weeks ago, but as they begin swapping stories and names of family members, they realize they have a lot in common. Both men are in their 20s, both are raised as strict Hasidic Jews, and both fled their upbringing for the same reason. Are you ready for this? Engelman asks D'Angelo, glancing at his friend in the back seat. Yeah, D'Angelo says, his breath quickening. Yeah, I'll do it. Just a quick pass by. D'Angelo grows quiet as we approach a nondescript brownstone building, a synagogue, a shul. See the Hebrew sign, he says, pointing, you go downstairs, that's where the mikvah is. The mikvah is a bathhouse, usually used by women for ritual cleansing. I didn't know the rabbis went to the baths. But in some Hasidic communities like this one, fathers bring their young sons on Friday afternoons before Shabbos begins. 21 years ago, when he was 7, D'Angelo recalls going to the mikvah with his father and finding the place packed with naked men and boys.
Oh, boy.
And I was in the tub, had my back turned, and somebody raped me while I was in the water, he says. He takes a shaky breath. I didn't know what happened. I couldn't make sense of it, really. D'Angelo says he never saw the man who abused him. These days, monitors are posted by the baths to stop any sexual activity, but back then, the boy was on his own. He told no one but began refusing to go to the mikvah. He left Orthodox Judaism when he was 17 and changed his name from Joel Deutsch and cut almost all ties with family and friends. Now D'Angelo wears black leather and mascara. He plays in a rock band and takes refuge in the heavy metal lyrics of Metallica. There are so many songs, you know. They have a latest song which is called Broken, Beaten, and Scarred. And one of the verses is, they scratched me, they scraped me, they cut it, and they raped me. He laughs wearily. And there's my life right there. When I listen to it, it gives me strength. For these two men, this is a tour through aching secrets and violent memories. D'Angelo and Engelman are unusual because they let their names be used, but they believe that sexual abuse is woven throughout this Hasidic community. For Engelman, the loss of innocence came at school. This is it right here, he says. Oh, this goes on at length, but I'll read the whole thing because I don't want to get all accused of, cutting it short, like at my birth, cutting it short.
Is that what happened?
For Engelman, the loss of innocence came at school. This is it right here. He says he parks his car across from the United Talmudica Academy, a hulking building on a desolate street. This was the yeshiva, or Jew's boys' school, that Engelman attended. Engelman, when he was 8 years old, sitting in a Hebrew class one day, when he was called to the principal's office, when he arrived, he says, Rabbi Avraham Reichman told him to close the door. He mentioned for me to get on his lap. As soon as I got on the chair, he would swivel the chair from right to left continuously. Then he would start touching me while talking to me. He would start at my shoulders and work his way down to my genitals. Engelman said, are you bleeping me out?
Huh?
I'm going to chastise you again. I'm going to, and then maybe I'll get the information, the bogus information from John ZTR, whatever his name is. Engelman says this occurred twice a week for 2 months. He told no one for more than a decade. Reichman was, after all, a revered rabbi. 4 years ago, he told his parents, and a year ago, when he heard that Reichman allegedly abused several other boys, they confronted Reichman. When the school heard about it, they gave the rabbi a polygraph. He failed miserably, Engelman says, so they told me the guy is gone, the guy's got to go. But a few weeks later, a religious leader from the school approached Engelman's mother, Pearl. He posed an astonishing question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad was the molestation? How bad was it on a scale of 1 to 10? Oh, it was only a 1. It was pretty good. She was speechless. Then she says, the man continued, we found out there was no skin-to-skin contact, that it was through clothing. So he's telling me on a scale of 1 to 10, this was maybe a 2 or 3, so what's the big fuss? The school hired Reichman back. That was July 2008, a week after Joel Engelman turned 21, and could no longer bring a criminal or civil case against the rabbi. Let's do the break, and then we'll continue with the sordid tale. Oh, it's the wrong one. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I thought you were going to
delete
that.
Well, I'm going to keep doing that.
Oh, that's my fault. I didn't remind you.
That's right.
You're listening to Neil Rogers.
Well, okay. I'm admonishing you.
Father O'Toole. God.
Absolutely.
He started out a regular guy who joined the rectory and made the ultimate sacrifice, embracing celibacy. Father O'Toole. Amen. Bum, all in the food.
Father O'Toole, altering for the sake.
As time went by, his earthly needs compromised his choice. He found a way to get relief by altering young boys. Father O'Toole, amen. Bum, hole in the fool.
Bum, bum, Father O'Toole, altering boys, amen.
He was happy and gay till he got caught by some tattletale. Then the Vatican paid everyone off and he didn't have to go to jail. Father O'Toole, amen. Bum, calling fool.
Bum, bum, Father O'Toole, altering boys, amen.
They sent him to a priest retreat where they genuflect and pray.
You fairy.
If it was you or it was me, they'd lock us up and throw the keys away. Father O'Toole, amen. Bum, calling fool.
Bum, bum,
altering boys, amen.
Father O'Toole, amen. Bob, holding fool,
Father O'Toole, amen.
10:32 at 560 WQM. So they ran an EBS test during the beginning of my reading of that story about the pedophile rabbis.
Those bastards.
Yeah. Now, does that go over the air or is that just on the internets, on the feed?
I think it goes over the air.
It does?
As far as
I'm not
yeah.
starting it all over again, okay? It's too long of a story. I gotta pick it up where I left off.
Right.
Oh, no, start from the beginning again. Yeah, screw you. How do you like that? So, I'll tell you what. Let's keep running EBS tests every time I start that story, and then that'll take us right up till 2 o'clock.
Great
what
idea.
Do you say?
All right, I'll get
what
on
What do you
it.
Say? First, before I finish that story, Kevin in Fort Lauderdale says, today is my birthday. So I guess he's sucking around for one of these.
One of those?
One of these. It's here somewhere.
Where?
There it is. He says, after 8 years of lies, half-truths, and obfuscations, we finally have a chief executive with the testicular fortitude to admit a mistake. Although I'm sure Fox, effing obnoxious xenophobes, and their ilk will take note of this as a sign of weakness, at least no one ended up dead like Iraq or homeless like Katrina as a result. Thanks, Neil, God, and George. Kevin in Fort Lauderdale. Today is my birthday. Could you please tell me where Wayne Arnold's New World Castle is located? It's not new. It's rebuilt. 125th and Northwest 7th Avenue, 441 in Miami, in North Dade. Also, Oy Shmoy says, and you're right, there's about 10 people who sent all the emails.
Mm-hmm.
10, that may be a stretch.
Maybe.
Neil, I think you're onto something with this economic disaster being a scam. The same criminals keep breaking in the cash, and the same fools keep getting crapped on. Now you got it. Now you're getting it. Okay, let's get back to the story about the
all right.
pedophile rabbi.
I'll be interrupting you with an EBS test.
Go ahead. All right, here it is. Reichman and school officials declined to be interviewed for this story, but Rabbi David Niedermeyer, who heads the United Jewish Organizations of Williamsburg, said the school did its due diligence. He says the allegation was thoroughly investigated by an independent committee of lay people and rabbis. Lay people. I'm convinced they made a serious investigation, he says. They felt it's not credible. Now Engelman has filed a long-shot civil suit against Reichman and the school, claiming they broke an oral contract. I wonder if they broke an anal contract.
Oh, no.
Reichman's attorney, Jacob Laufer, says the lawsuit is baseless and that the community is fully behind the rabbi. Even after these accusations were publicly made, he says the parents continue to compete a something, well, chopped off for themselves for the opportunity to have their children be educated by Rabbi Reichman. The Reichman case is not isolated. Four ultra-Orthodox rabbis in Brooklyn have been sued or arrested for abusing boys in the past 3 years. That's a tiny fraction of the actual abuse, says Hella Wannstedt, author of Unchosen, The Hidden Lives of Hasidic Rebels. She says that in researching her book, she encountered dozens of alleged victims who told her that sexual abuse is an open secret in the Hasidic community. But the community is so insulated and the rabbis are so powerful that few dare to come forward. If I became known as an informer, then people also wouldn't want to have anything to do with my family, she explains. They wouldn't want to marry my children, wouldn't want to give me a job. This is the fear. This is the life we have chosen. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Hyman Roth. I wonder if he was Orthodox.
Unorthodox.
I don't think he was. Weren't they eating like bacon cheeseburgers in his house?
Yeah, or something.
No, they were eating tuna sandwiches.
That's
pretty Jewish. But more and more accusations against rabbis have begun to circulate. Last August, politician and radio talk show host Dov Hyken devoted an hour-long program to sex abuse. He interviewed Pearl Engelman, who spoke under an alias about her son's case. The calls flooded in. Hyken, who's an Orthodox Jew himself, represents the area in New York in the assembly. He says after the show, people started showing up at his office with their stories. 50, 60, 70 people, he says, but you got to remember, for each person who comes forward, God only knows how many people are not coming forward. God only knows.
Oh, God!
That's right. Hyken refuses to release the names of the alleged perpetrators, although he's working with the district attorney's office. He says the people who confided in him are afraid to go public, which creates a perfect situation for abusers. If you're a pedophile, the best place for you to come are some of the Jewish communities, he says. Why? Because you can be a pedophile and no one's going to do anything. Even if they catch you, you'll get away with it. To me, it doesn't make sense, says Niederman of the United Jewish Organizations, that so many people have been violated and for so many years they've been quiet. Something doesn't add up. It's being blown out of proportion big time. I wonder if that's part of that oral contract.
Ooh.
Brooklyn District Attorney Charles Hines says he has 10 active sex abuse cases involving Orthodox Jews, including a school principal who was recently arrested on lead from Hyken. And Hines says there could be many more. Yeshivas are private schools, which means they don't have to report accusations of sex abuse to civil authorities. I've got no way to know if there's a pattern of concealing the conduct, he says. Hines says the Jewish leaders, like Catholic bishops, try to handle these affairs internally through a rabbinical court. It's a practice that infuriates him. You have no business taking these cases to religious tribunals, Hines says. They're either civil or criminal in nature or both. Your obligation is to bring these allegations to us and let us conduct the investigation. Hines says he's trying to work out a memorandum of understanding with the rabbis in which they promise to bring the prosecutor every allegation of abuse. Pearl Engelman is skeptical. The rabbis have hardly been forthcoming in her son's case. Still, she loves her community and worries these allegations have tarnished it. All she can say is,
"Oi!"
This is a community of the most wonderful people, hardworking people who lead righteous lives, she says, and just a few corrupt people give us a bad taint. Taint what she thought it was. Her son Joel isn't so sure that it's that few. Anyway, for him, remedies come too late. Pretty much, I left my childhood here, he says. After I left here, I had a totally different picture of school, religion, and life. But Engelman hopes this story will shine a light on the secret and perhaps protect the next generation of children. Bada-beep, bada-boop, bada-bop. And the beat goes on. One more reason to abolish all religions, okay, because they're all full of crap, they're all harmful, they cause a lot of hate and a lot of pain, a lot of destruction, death, all of these things.
What's your point?
My point is religion is for crazy people.
You like it?
No. It sucks. It blows. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. No. Okay, now let's see if John ZTR,
yeah.
Now that I chastised and reprimanded you several times, let's see if he came through here. With his real fake identities. No, he did not. Oh, here we go. Beasley joins the movement to require 5% pay cuts. We'll read that right after the break because it goes into great detail about what a bunch of grave robbers they are.
Oh, Neil.
You're listening to Neil Rogers.
Grave robbers.
Well, here we go. Neil Rogers.
God.
Good evening in Los Angeles. We welcome to Larry King Live Ted Haggard, the founder and former pastor of the New Life Church in Colorado.
Thanks for coming, Ted.
Thank you.
What happened?
I've had a very satisfying relationship for 30 years with
you. Oprah. Fair. What?
Did you?
I did it.
Whoa.
And I'm very happy.
Whoa.
And I'm guilty of so many things, all types of sexual things. And
what? That had to be hard to do.
Very painful.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. It was such a shock.
Let's take a look at a clip from HBO's The Trials of Ted Haggard. It debuted tonight. It'll be playing frequently. What?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
It got a little nuts.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Rectum. Well, I wonder if those were the truck nuts, huh? Learned something on the show yesterday. Never heard of it, never seen it, and don't want to hear any more about it. Truck nuts.
Yeah, but
I don't want to. My life is so far apart from the whole rednecky mentality. It's just it's not something I'm interested in.
No.
I'm a redneck. Well, good for you. Okay, just stay out of my life. Stay out of my face. Go do your thing. Enjoy it. Have a good time on the sideline.
Yep.
Okay, here's the story somebody sent us. Beasley joins the movement to require 5% pay cuts. You know something? I want to stand online for that. Let's turn the clock back and no, seriously. I think what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If everybody else gets a 5% pay cut, then going back to my deal that when I was ongoing for like a long time, let's go back to that and give me a 5% pay cut instead of 50%. I'm all for it, Jolly Joe. Staffers got word in late afternoon meetings and across the board pay reductions will affect everyone up to and including founder George Beasley. Oh, don't tell me he's going to have to sell the golden bathroom fixtures.
I don't know.
Employees were told that it was either take the route of 5% pay cuts or face further layoffs. Beasley's already laid off about 7% of its workforce. It operates stations in some markets which have been particularly damaged by the crash in housing prices and then the recession. Miami, Fort Myers, Naples, and lost wages. They own stations in Vegas. Oh, brother. We knew that, but it's a gamble that just doesn't pay off. How come I haven't heard yet from John ZTR with all his fake identities with a fake story of who he really is?
I don't think he's convinced that that was a very good reprimand.
Yeah, it was. I reprimanded your ass big time, two or three times.
I need reparations.
And quit telling me about the EBS test, and I'm not reading the story from the beginning again, okay? God. Here's one that says, and it's to subscriber. Any interest on a new system where people can practice for job interviews with their webcam? No, no interest. Where does all that stuff come from?
What do you mean?
All that spam, where the hell does it all come from?
People generate it.
Jesus,
people
God almighty.
It.
I think the new American motto ought to be...
I have no life.
Right.
Yeah.
Kenny Gramer says the EBS is only over the air, does not stream. PC listeners heard the whole story. So there you go. So if you want to hear the story from the beginning, go to the archives when it's up, and you can hear the whole story about the pedophile Orthodox rabbis. The fake Joey Reynolds has got a long, long email. Oh, do you want to hear it?
Okay.
South Florida is one of the most pathetic radio markets in the country, and Magic is one of the dullest major market oldie stations in the country, and Waxy was even worse, and you can date that back to the heyday when Rick Shaw, Budell, and people like that were there. Yeah, there are worse markets, but color it safe to say that compared with other comparable major markets, Miami radio sucks in comparison. Part of the problem may be in how to figure out how to program it when you have an impossible situation in terms of bilingual issues and big differences in Dade and Broward counties. While there are some talented major market quality personalities in the market, even at Magic, like, for example, Ron St. John. I think Ron St. John is the he's the poison pen emailer. Overall, this market is horrible. The morning shows are awful. The music mixes are not even mainstream in many cases. It's one of the few major markets where AM radio has completely died. There's no dominant morning show, no dominant air personality for talk or music who can be associated with the market itself. There's nothing but music-intensive formats. Sports radio, with three or four stations, doesn't even have one dominant trusted personality who stands out as the go-to guy for a sports story, or he must listen to hear what he says. And don't get me started on the television affiliates, and don't tell me that Neil Rogers is that dominant personality. He may have been, but he isn't anymore, and while I respect his talent and don't blame him for the QM issues that affect his no longer dominant ratings, nor do I blame him for basically going through the motions to pick up a paycheck, considering the way he's treated and the lack of real commitment by the station to fix itself, it pains me to listen to him these days. His show is boring and predictable and no longer a must-listen. Again, I don't blame him for this, but unless you're some diehard cult-like fan, Neil's show is no longer a must-listen. The poll of the day format is awful. The parody songs no longer have zing, and that may be my management's design, etc. But the real problem with the show is that Neil doesn't care himself. He no longer has passionate feelings to express on much of anything. It seems like he's just numb from it and there to collect a paycheck. Now you're getting it, Joey. And why shouldn't he? He's still the best personality in the market. It's just that radio is no longer fun, even for the broadcaster. Now you got it. They've taken the fun out of radio, Joey. A market that has to run a show out of Tampa and PM Drive because they can't find a quality dominating personality to anchor either morning or afternoon drive on a news talk station in a market that years ago was the benchmark for talk radio development when WNWS and WYNZ carried local and live stars and developing stars. A market where you had major market talent working part-time on the weekends that was better than some markets had for full-time day parts. And now look at this market. Everyone's moved out. You can't even find quality local talent to host a talk show, news or sports in this town, let alone find the kind of talent that could dominate morning drive. Oh, I know where they can find it.
Ow!
Oh, and by the way, Leo's given up, I guess. He went away. Thank God. You'd have to import it from another major city, and these stations down here aren't committed enough to pay that kind of money to bring that kind of talent to South Florida or commit to the promotions and advertising necessary to promote it. It's easier to just keep the status quo and recycle people like Jimmy Syphilis and Ron Schmidt and Hannity, etc. In all fairness to management, though, this has got to be one of the hardest markets to program. There are not too many markets with a Dade and Broward that are so opposite from each other that if you service one county to the best of your ability, you lose the other one. Also, there are not too many radio markets with such poor reception on AM radio working against them, and that brings up another question. Why don't we have an FM talk station in this market? Yeah! You still listening? The answer is because... Go ahead. The answer is because too few owners own too many properties. 94.9 in particular could be the perfect home for WIOD or a sports station, something that English-speaking people want and would respond to, but it must be too profitable running Spanish fare, and census figures show that 7 out of 10 new people entering Broward County use English as a second language. No speaky English. In a situation like this, keeping listeners happy has got to be a nightmare for programmers down here and probably explains why this is a pathetic radio market. But yes, there are worse markets than Miami. Vero Beach is not exactly cutting edge. Naples sure isn't. But back to original thought. Miami-Fort Lauderdale is not a very good market when compared with other markets of comparable size and population and revenue. And Magic is no benchmark oldie station. And Waxy was no benchmark oldie station either. You know who this is from? Bob Hamilton.
Really?
I think so. Why else would somebody take as much time to rip Magic? On the other hand, at one time, this is one of the best markets in the country for talk radio competitiveness, and talent development of talk talent. The fake Joey Reynolds, but it's really Bob Hamilton. You know, he got canned. He's probably got a lot of time on his hands. He's probably the fake emailer of all of them. Fake Adam Kirshner, fake Joey Reynolds, fake Greg Budell, fake Sonny Fox, fake Chaim Schmendrick, Bob Hamilton. I think I just figured it out.
I'm sorry, I'm eating a cough drop. I had to put more in my mouth.
You're what?
I'm putting a cough drop
in my mouth. You better quit eating on the air, mister. I just chastised George again. And I still don't have the identity of that I'm going to be dismayed. And, yeah, I'm going to be dismayed. Nothing would surprise me. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. The Legionnaires of Christ.
The what now?
The Legionnaires of Christ, an influential Roman Catholic religious order, has been shaken by new revelations that their founder, who died just a year ago, had an affair with a woman and fathered a daughter, just as he and his thriving conservative order were winning the acclaim of the Pope. The Reverend Maciel de Goyado. Oh, it's got a picture of him, October 2001, but now he's dead. Before his death, the founder had been forced to leave public ministry by Pope Benedict XVI because of accusations from more than a dozen men who said he had sexually abused them when they were students. But most members of the Legion continued to defend Father Maciel, asserting that the accusations hadn't been proven. Father Maciel died in January 2008 at the age of 87, was buried in Mexico where he was born. Now the order's general director, the Reverend Alvaro Corcuera, is quietly visiting its religious communities and seminaries in the U.S. and informing members that their founder led a double life. The order is not publicly confirming the details of the scandal. Oh, this goes on, and I'll get back to it. I'll get back to you, Diana. What in God's name is this? Listen to a farewell message from George W. Bush with a phone number. Sorry if it's a duplicate. I'm sorry you said it the first time, okay? My God. Oh, heaven help us. No, there's no revelations on there. It's all in the Bible.
Cute.
Phil, a fan since 87, says, don't know if you checked it out. Oh, Toronto AM radio. I'm the only station I listen to is 680 News. Sorry. But AM 740 CFZM is a decent station, especially Saturday nights with Bill Gable's Oldies Show. I don't want to hear oldies, okay? It runs from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's called The Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. Better than most because he doesn't play the same 300 Reed Magic songs. He, among other places, worked at CKLW. You're the best, Defense since 87. What's the DJ in South Florida? Phil Beckman. You ever hear of Phil Beckman? Me either.
No.
Go ahead.
We got to isolate that.
He doesn't play the same 300 songs like Magic. They're on the attack after Magic. I think that Bob Hamilton is the mystery. He's the thorn in the side of our thing, of our emails.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Thorny? He was the...
No.
He was the neighbor on Ozzy and Harriet. Well, you never saw Ozzy and Harriet.
I never did, no.
Well, why not?
Before
because you weren't born yet.
That could have something to do with it.
If you want to make an effort, I bet you on one of those channels, on one of those oldie...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be around.
Those? TV Land or
I'll
some crap like that.
Days. I'm saving it for
Ozzy
my old
and Harriet.
Age. Maybe when I'm old, I'll like it.
And Ozzy used to leave the house in the morning, and just like those other shows, he went to work, but we never knew what he did.
Right, one of those nebulous business jobs.
That's right. I mean, at least the Ralph Cramden we knew drove the bus.
Right.
Right?
Right, and Darren Stevens was an ad executive.
There you go. And what was the name of his boss?
Larry Tate.
Larry Tate. Very good.
Neighbor?
Very, very good.
Neighbor?
Wow,
neighbor
you
lady?
Are sharp as a
neighbor
marble
lady?
Today.
Neighbor lady that was always trying to get Sam in trouble?
No.
Gladys Kravitz.
Gladys Kravitz. Very good. I wonder if she was related to Duddy Kravitz.
Sam's
mom? Or my
mom?
Friend from high school, Howard Kravitz.
Sam's mom? Samantha's mom?
Yeah.
Her mother? The witch? Come on now.
I don't know.
And Dora?
And Dora. Well, I would know that.
Your sister?
If you gave me about a half an hour. I don't know.
Serena?
Serena, right. Which was also played
daughter?
By... Sabrina.
No. Tabitha.
Oh, that's right. What is this? You're showing
her,
off your bewitched, your bewitched crap today?
Doctor? The doctor? Her doctor?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Dr. Bombay.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh. So, Phil, we hope that you're real because you'd be one of the few real email. I mean, I don't know why anybody would be writing me about Toronto AM radio. When I get in any of those cars, I'm glued to 680 News.
Oh, my God. I can't stop coughing, by the way.
Well, good. See, you're being punished for being whatever you are.
A bastard.
That's
you're
it.
Listening to Neil
This is the Neil Rogers Show. This is your brain. Any questions?
My ear is well-faced. He's a corrupted ghost.
1101 at 560. So we finally unmasked it. And I deduced it.
What did you deduce?
I deduced it. The chronic emailer is Bob Hamilton, formerly PD of Magic.
Okay.
And now just obviously a chronic malcontent with no life at all.
I have no life.
Well, yeah, that's sad.
And boy, that music on that station, oh.
Yeah.
You think it's bad now. Even Ricky Tickey would tell you, if he could.
It's in every radio station in this town. It's like they're in a race for last.
Blows. It just blows. 283 votes on the poll. That's the number of records they play on Magic, 283. If you could wave a magic wand and change one chronically bad habit of South Florida drivers, it would be... It's hopeless. They're all a bunch of morons, 104. Generally driving like an a-hole, 69. Failure to use turn signals, 24. Red light running, 21. Driving in the rain with your hazard lights on, 14. Blocking intersections in traffic, 11. Cutting into emerging lane at the last minute, 10. Tailgating, 10. People driving too slow, 7. Shooting at other motorists, 5. Parking anywhere you like by simply turning your hazard lights on, 4. Hazard lights are only for emergencies, okay, you idiots?
Right, when you're stopped.
It's illegal to turn them on at any other time other than stopping for an emergency. Failure to yield at yield signs, 2. Giving the finger reflexively, 1. Failure to stop at stop signs, solamente uno. That's what we got so far. Today's fine poll. Now, let's see. Did I put a poll up there for tomorrow?
Did you?
Well, let me look. Oh, yeah. That's not too bad of one. We've done it before, but it's okay. I'm not going to tell you now. Takes all the fun out of it. Let's see if John ZTR has exposed his identity. No, here's me again. Well, if you can't apologize to us listeners that missed the beginning of the show because of the emergency broadcast signal, could you make it up by being double funny? Screw you. Me.
Yeah.
Me, my ass. Me.
Mm-hmm.
Me. Here, on Oilish Moy is back in. Like I said, there's like four or five people. What's with the rest of you people? The cat got your tongue? Four or five people with 50 identities apiece sent all the emails, and the rest of you, and then they wonder why the phones turned into like, I'm your friend,
same
and like
people.
That. Huh?
It's the same people.
That's what I'm saying. The rest of the people in South Florida, all 50 of our listeners, they got nothing to contribute. They got no ideas.
Right.
They got nothing to say.
They created that vacuum.
They are the vacuum. They're it. Don't you think?
I know they are.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. Neil at neilrogers.com. That's the email address, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. N-E-I-L. Neil at neilrogers.com. For anybody aside from the same chronic 10 with the phony this and the fake that and bop, 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 and this station sucks and that's the... Well, we know that, so what about it? South Florida radio sucks. That's a real revelation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oish Moy says, now everyone is piling onto the job cut craze. They see it as a way to legally rob their employees and laugh at all the way to the bank. Look for plywood shutters on the Miami station real soon, it says. Will Joyce loan George her car so we can drive to the unemployment office? Good point. Joyce, I wonder if that bitch is taking a pay cut, huh? What do you think?
Everybody, they said.
What do you mean, everybody?
Everybody.
I'm not taking any further pay cut. If they diddle one dime on my next paycheck, man, there's going to be some real hell to pay, I'll tell you that. I'm going to be checking that thing out with a fine-tooth comb, whatever that means. A fine-tooth comb. There's another really stupid expression for you. Going over with a fine-tooth comb. Just like they should have gone over Tom Daschle's tax records. Well, we fully vetted all of these appointees. Yeah, right. Vet my ass.
How do you do that? Big rubber stamp?
Search party. So anyway, getting back to this Father Maciel de Goyado. Before his death, the founder of this bunch of Getschkes, the Reverend Maciel de Goyado, had been forced to leave the public ministry by Pope Benedict XVI because of accusations from more than a dozen men who said he sexually abused them when they were students. But most members of the Legion continued to defend Father Maciel, asserting the accusations had been proven. He was buried at age 87 in Mexico, where he was born. Now the Order's General Director, the Reverend Alvaro Corcuera, is quietly visiting its religious communities, and that's it. Oh, it goes on, like I said. Jim Fair, spokesman for Legionnaires, said only we've learned some things about our founder's life that are surprising and difficult for us to understand. We can confirm that there are some aspects of his life that were not appropriate for a Catholic priest. No, I think they were perfectly appropriate for a Catholic priest, because that's what the priesthood is all about. bunch of pedophile perverts. Some former members said they expected the order to renounce its founder, but Mr. Fair said he is the founder, and he always will be the founder of the order. That's one of the mysteries we all see in life, is sometimes good things come out of less than perfect human beings. Oh, my God. Talk about a sweeping rationalization. Sometimes good things come out of less than perfect human beings. In Catholic religious orders, members are taught to identify with the spirituality and values of the founder. That was taken to an extreme in the Legionnaires, Reverend Stephen something or other, a priest in New Jersey, who left after the order after 14 years. Father Maciel was the mythical hero who was put on a pedestal, had all the answers, Father Fichter said. Fichter, when you become a Legionnaire, you have to read every letter Father Maciel ever wrote, like 15 or 16 volumes. To hear he's been having a double life on the side, I just don't see how they're going to continue. Father Fichter... Oh, that sure has a ring to it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Father Fichter, once the chief financial officer for the order, said he informed the Vatican 3 years ago that every time Father Maciel left Rome, I always had to give him 10 grand in cash, 5,000 in American dollars, and 5,000 in the currency of wherever he was going. Father Fichter added, as Legionnaires, we were taught a very strict poverty. If I went out of town and bought a Bic pen and a chocolate bar, I'd have to turn in the receipts. And yet for Father Maciel, there was never any accounting. It was always cash, never any paper trail. And because he was this incredible hero to us, we never questioned for a second. Mr. Fair said he had no comment about whether Father Maciel had misappropriated more cash or fathered a child or sexually abused young men. The Legionnaires, founded in 1941, have grown as the church in many countries has shrunk. It has 800 priests in 22 countries and 70,000 members worldwide, many of whom are... something, people in its affiliate, Regnum Christi. Lay people. Oh, yeah, they're lay people, all right. They're getting laid a lot. This is the whole thing with the Catholic Church. Sex is dirty, and don't do it unless you're going to make a baby. But for us, it's good. We like
right,
it.
Right, especially the sickest kind.
Yeah. Abusing young children. Right. That's the Catholic Church.
Yeah, don't get much more twisted than that.
And, of course, that's why they're against birth control, because you can't make more babies so they can abuse them.
Mm-hmm.
They like to have a large, large
that's
target
right.
audience.
Fresh supplies.
Right. Taker says, good morning, Neil and George. Have either of you seen the movie Tigerland? No.
No.
I saw this movie before I knew who Colin Farrell was or how much of a douchebox he is. Now, there's something we can say so far. Douchebox.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ask Joyce. No, don't ask
No. Me. Go ahead.
Go ahead. If you can manage to overlook Colin Farrell, it's a pretty decent movie. It's set during the Vietnam War and the men who are going through Army training. Plus, you don't have to see his junk, unlike that piece of Schmidt Alexander. I don't want to see his junk. Have a nice day. I hope you can come up to a good resolution about the polls. Taker Park. P.S. F. Jolly Joe Bell and F. Joyce. Amen. We second that emotion. F them both. Bunch of crap with all these silly-ass meetings. Oh, well, you think we really destroyed the radio station? And what can we do to resurrect your show, Neil? And what can we do to promote it? And what can Chris Jones, now that he finally has been forced to recognize that your show is on air, what can we do to sell some spots and make you some money now that we've reduced your salary by 99%? I think a lot of this is bogus. I'm not just talking about this radio station. I think that this is a bogus deal that's going on. Toxic loans my ass.
Well, it would be.
Loose toilet seat sends man to emergency room. Here's our kind of story. DeLand, Florida. A man who stopped at the DeLand police station to use the public restroom was injured when a loose toilet seat shifted, smashing his penis, police said.
No.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Ow.
Robert LaBolita, 51, said today he had to go to the emergency room because no one at the police department or the fire department, which was called on after he reported the injury, would provide antibiotics. Why would you call the fire department after a guy smashed his penis?
Who would you call? They have experience with hoses.
Father O'Toole.
Oh.
He said he was worried about an infection because the injury happened in a public toilet. Oh, geez. All the fire department people gave me is sterile water and a bandage, LaBolita said. A bandage to put on your penis. That should be really effective. According to a police report, LaBolita was on his way to the library Monday, stopped at the police station 9:34 a.m. to use the public restroom. LaBolita told police he sat down and the seat moved and pinched his penis. LaBolita suffered a bruise and broken skin, he said. LaBolita said he had no access to medicine and asked for an antibiotic to treat the injury. DeLand fire paramedics came to the police station and told LaBolita how to treat the injury, handing him a bandage. It was painful. I was quite traumatized when it happened, LaBelita said. I'm 250 pounds. Imagine that. All my weight pushing on that scrote, he wrote. The investigating officer wrote in his report that the toilet seat was loose, and he gave the information to the people responsible for repairs. Police are required to file a report anytime someone is hurt on public property. LaBelita said he's not litigious, but hasn't dismissed the option of a lawsuit. Oh. You go sue their ass, baby. Oh, that's the wrong one. Oh, this is kind of fun. I like it a lot.
Yank it, baby.
Woke up this morning with shoes on my feet after another party with AIG. An $85 billion check was cut, and we were having a party with your bailout fund. Having a party.
Nobody's got any money. One day everybody woke up broke and everybody stopped doing business and everybody went out of business and everybody got fired and everybody's in a deep depression.
And nobody's buying anything.
Right. All of a sudden we woke up one morning, all the money was gone, like somebody came in the middle of the night and stealed it.
The Grinch.
Yeah, the Grinch came in the middle of the night and stole everybody's money all over the world. That police station story was hilarious, says Frankie. The last guy's name, La Bolita, means little balls in Spanish. Ironic, it says. La bolita? Mm-hmm. Is that what that means?
The little ball.
La bolita?
Si.
I see. Si,
must not be that little then.
Go ahead. What? Go ahead. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
Stop chastising me.
The fake Adam Kirshner says, I'm grateful Dennis Collins stuck with the oldies format. Oh, how boring. Oh. And is seeing its evolution into an updated form. He could have easily abandoned the format as Cox Radio and Clear Channel did in many markets. Magic is doing the format for three decades now, and they've earned heritage designation, like it or not. Oh, like it or not. Oh, I'm wounded, man. That's what I always wanted. Heritage designation. I don't even know what the hell that is. Do you?
Nope.
South Florida is not a perfect radio market, but they do better than most in reflecting the diversity of the community served. While not perfect, I'm happy Magic 102.7 is a part of the radio landscape in South Florida. And Ron St. John has a great voice and is the most beloved DJ in South Florida radio history. Ron St. John is the one who's sending all of these. Because certainly nobody else would salivate all over Ron St. John. He don't even know the P at the Dolphin games anymore. He got kicked out for a Kenny Walker. Robert Reaper, the Grim Reaper, the Lord of the Board. That one, Kenny Walker. Loser. Oh, my God. You can't complain about his talent. You want to know why?
He doesn't have any?
Go ahead. He ain't got none. He sucks. That Kenny and Blow morning show, that was a real tribute to your ingenuity there, Jolly Joe. Just bring in all your buddies, baby. D.A. and Kenny Walker, all your buddies from your sales manager there from Charlotte, Raleigh, wherever he's from. Bring all your pals in. They were losers up there, and they're going to be losers. They already are losers. God. What's the sales manager's name? Chris what, schmuck?
Oh,
Chris
here?
Jones.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No.
Oh, here's one from Anita Marks, who quit lying for at least today. After that 4 p.m. meeting yesterday, I'm glad I stayed in Baltimore. So today Anita's not suggesting that she's coming to South Florida. You know, all you fakers out there, at least try a little consistency would be good with your fake emails, you know. Even the rest of the audience is starting to catch on to all your conflicting crap. Oh, yeah, I mean, don't believe everything you read, and blah, 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 blah. Now today is I'm glad I stayed in Baltimore. Stay where the hell you are, Anita. You may have a great ass, but you don't belong on the air. I'm sure of that. And especially after that big number you did at 1400, that point.
Oh.
We already got enough of those already. We don't need anybody else who can bring us a share. She's got a great ass, though. She's got a great ass. Chef Sparky says, was it Bill Clinton who deregulated the radio industry, thus allowing Clear Channel the opportunity to destroy the business? Yes, it was the FCC in 1987 under Bubba. 87?
Okay.
Bubba wasn't in office 87. He got elected first time in 92. It was It was Reagan. Reagan. W got elected in 88. It was Reagan, Chef Sparky. You better get with it, because you sure don't know your crap. Was it 87 or 97? Because 97 would have been Bubba.
Yeah.
Drive through any town, you'll hear the same propaganda on the local talk stations. Now, wasn't I screaming and yelling, or was it IOD? I was screaming and yelling. That was the end of the business as we used to know it. Remember that?
Yep.
Rush, Hannity, Glenn Beck, Schmidtmeister, it's the same crap, no local talent, and the same neocon message. Will Obama attempt to break the monopoly, he asks? How do I know? I don't have crystal balls. I don't have La Bolita crystal. Oh, Joey Reynolds again. On and on and on. This is the same one, isn't it? No, it's
a different
an
fake Joey Reynolds?
What?
A different fake Joey Reynolds?
No, the same fake Joey Reynolds. It's an addition to the early one, which I already read. He says as early as 1980, which is way back before consolidation, Waxy was using automation late at night. That being the case, it further supports my sentiment that Waxy 106 made little effort to provide anything more than a pretty dull and boring cheap presentation between the songs after morning drive. Even before it was fashionable, Waxy had a disregard and or was misguided in its presentation. Back in 1980, you could find small market oldie stations with more enthusiastic jocks for the format who loved the music and it showed in the presentation. This was an oldie station that was not only music intensive, but the jocks sounded like they were doing light FM AC radio. Granted, some people were Greg Budell fans, but remember that he was really a Love 94 jock, and I surrender the opinion that some may have loved the morning show, and Shaw was without question one of the greatest on-air radio personalities, but the station overall just wasn't very good. Oh, a lot may have had to do with issues relating to RKO and other things, but there's no way that Waxy 106 deserves to be remembered as one of America's great oldies radio stations because it was not. Well, who says it's being re- What is this all about? It's stuff that I don't know what's going on. A heritage designation. Well, I mean, well, who cares about this crap? Talk about living in the past. It's like saying the Leafs won 4 Stanley Cups in the 60s. Well, wow, anybody see that game last night? Oh, my God. Vesa Tosco couldn't stop a beach ball ruled from Riviera Beach all the way up to Toronto. What a disaster. What a disgrace. What an organization. Oh, and here's a whole thing about... Buddy Holly. Remember that thing yesterday? Oh, and this one goes on for like 100 pages. Remember Eddie and the Cruisers? That was sure a bad movie.
Ooh.
Now, what's his name that was in it, that frog?
Oh, Michael Paré.
Michael Paré. Froggy. Hey, Michael. If he's in it, you know it's going to suck. And then there was a
good
sequel
rule.
To it.
Yes.
Oh, we got a dead guy.
Even worse.
What? Michael Paré. Oh, yeah, the sequel was worse. Well, I mean, you know, great movies sometimes deserve a sequel. Bad movies don't deserve a sequel.
Right.
They shouldn't have been made in the first place, much less a follow-up. Eddie and the Cruisers. Oh, my God. Hey, Doc. Doc. What do you think, Doc? Remember Doc?
No.
Oh. Francis Cavanaugh dies at 93. That's many, many years. That's old enough. Screenwriter of B-Westerns. Oh, yeah, that's it. Could he belt out an ounce of sound or what?
Well, that wasn't him.
I'm just telling you, whoever the singer
whoever that
was.
Is,
who
yeah.
was it?
So
who was it?
John Cafferty.
Oh.
Bruce Springsteen sounded like.
Yes, a screamer. Shouter. And they put Springsteen on at halftime in the Super Bowl like he's a real singer, you know? Good God. But more than 90 people watched it. It was a hell of a game. And then I noticed, Joe Bowen last night brought up the thing about a fumble or a pass at the end of the game? Attaboy, Joe. Let him have it. Rip those Americans, man. Frances Cavanaugh, one of the few women who wrote screenplays for B-Westerns, such as Song of Old Wyoming and Wild West in the 1940s and early 50s, died. She was 93. Certainly long enough. Cavanaugh died January 23rd at her home in Encino, California, after a long battle with lymphoma, said her husband, Robert L. Hecker. Between 1941 and 51, Cavanaugh wrote more than 30 Western scripts for cowboy stars.
About 30, man.
Such as Tom Keen, Bob Steele, Eddie Dean, Jimmy Wakely, Ken Maynard, and Duncan Ronaldo. Oh, Duncan Ronaldo was the, what was he? Cisco Kid?
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I'm not sure if that's what he was, but he was one of those Mexican Western stars, Duncan Ronaldo. I'll Google it during the break, or maybe not.
Or I will now.
Frances Cavanaugh was a bit unique in her profession, Boyd Majors, editor and publisher of Western Clippings, a Western film publication, said in an email. In the 1940s, screenwriters for B-Westerns were primarily men. What?
Cisco Kid.
Duncan Ronaldo. Told you, what a memory, man. Pancho, Cisco, Pancho. Always beware of those Mexicans. In the 1940s, screenwriters for B-Westerns were primarily men as they wrote the action-packed, hard-writing scripts, Majors said. Frances was among a small minority of women who broke into writing Saturday matinee B-Westerns and succeeded having a solid career. She grew up around ranches, cowboys, and riding horses, a background, she said in a 2002 interview with Majors, that gave me the feeling of Westerns. And it goes on and on and on and on. She did this, she did that, and nobody cares. Services were private because nobody knows who the hell she was. I want to say nobody cared, but did you ever hear of her?
Nope.
Go ahead.
What?
Still never got any response to my giving you a tongue lashing today from the guy
There's
who was
thought.
Coming out of the closet and revealing him being a Bob Hamilton, the fake this one and the fake that. I'm going to be disappointed and shocked and dismayed. And, yeah, shock and dismay my ass. All these lifeless idiots out there desperately reaching out, trying to get some semblance of recognition as a living, breathing creature. And I do mean creature.
Real American a-holes.
Real American a-holes.
We salute you, Mr. Shopping Cart Putter Backer.
Mr. Shopping Cart Putter Backer.
Your mother did crack while you were in the womb. And though the effects were not immediately apparent, when it came time to pick a career, your choices were limited.
Damn, electronic pin center!
So, you took a job at the local grocery store, and when you proved to be completely inept at the art of bagging, you were relegated to the parking lot.
Don't drop the eggs now!
Now you roam the grounds in rain, sleet, and snow, collecting vagrant shopping carts and returning them to their rightful place.
Employee of the month.
Sure, you have to throw down with a homeless man at least once a week. But you don't care. That cart is on your watch. If he wants a new home, he can find a box.
Ow!
So we salute you, Mr. Shopping Cart Putter Backer, your Walkman, your cleft palate, and your quarters. You are a real American a-hole.
Absolutely.
11:32 at QAM. So in checking some of the... What?
Hey.
Go ahead.
In choking what?
Go ahead. What are you talking about?
You were about to say something about choking?
No, I was not.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I thought I heard you say, in choking.
Here's one from, I said, in checking
sorry.
Deleted email. Here's one from Dr. Al. I am blocked, but I hope you'll read this. See, the people who are blocked.
Yeah.
It's really amusing how many of them keep sending stuff over and over and over again, assuming that I'm either going to read them or I'm going to, like, use them on the air, which I'm not. But I did see this, Dr. Ralph, because I forgot how chronic he was. The other day, the Miami Herald had some useless tips on improving one's speaking voice. When teaching for a few hours straight, I sometimes strain my voice. You talk for 4 straight hours, yet your voice remains clear and strong. Any tips, or do you just have a good radio voice by nature? Oh, talk about a butt kiss. Even Dick Butkus never kissed like that.
Drink some water.
Just have a good, I have a good radio voice like that. I drink a lot of liquids, okay? I drink my caffeine-free Diet Pepsi.
Right on.
Ah, it's a machaya. And that's why, and George can testify to this, if I forget like in the evening to go out and give me like another 2-liter bottle, before the show in the morning, I'll run over to any place that's open in the neighborhood, and I'll get like a bunch of iced tea or a bunch more soda.
Because your mouth and throat gets dry.
Gotta have my soda, baby, to keep talking for 4 hours. Like that. Also, I know why George rejects Christian doctrine given his brainwashing as a kid, and that does give him great ways to deal with mindless religious morons. But I was curious about your religious views, Neil. Were you brought up in a very religious Jewish home? No. And Dr. Al again, this is the reason you were blocked, Dr. Al. Bop, 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 bop. Neil, did you do this? Did you wipe with both hands? Did you fart in your face? Oh, my God. Or did you reject religious nonsense simply because you're an intelligent, rational thinker? There you go, ass-kissing again. Just curious, Dr. Al. That's the last time I'll be reading one of your, you know, just curious. Curiosity killed the cat. That's what we used to say at WKAT. Ask Sid Levin, he'll tell you. Curiosity killed the cat. Or was it Lynn Russell and Jim Alton? Jim Alton, I'm pretty sure, is dead. I told that story about the night I went to dinner with him at Piccolo's on South Beach, Italian restaurant, and he tried to pick up the waiter, and when that didn't work, then he tried to get me to go home with him. I said, no, I don't think so, Jim. He was ugly. And, of course, so was I, but never, that didn't seem to bother him. But I'm pretty sure he's oh, the phone's ringing, I'll be back.
Okay. Jeez. Ooh, I don't want to hear that.
Not Eddie and the Cruisers. It was a hang-up. Click. Some must have been from inside the building, no doubt.
I see.
Now, what was I just saying before we got interrupted?
Go ahead.
No, seriously, what was I saying?
I have no idea.
Neither do I.
Must have been. Oh, you were ripping into that doctor email guy about...
Oh, Dr. Al, screw him.
Why he was blocked.
Screw him. God, what a butt licker. Did you do this and did you do that and do you do... Yeah. Religion's a bunch of bubble mice, okay? It's a bunch of crap. Invented by men, for men, for profit.
Right. Power and profit.
Two German tourists have been detained for taking their clothes off in the lobby of a Brazilian airport in Sao Paulo, authorities said yesterday. The two men allegedly changed their clothes in front of other passengers at the Salvador International Airport while awaiting a flight back to Germany on Monday. Police formally accused the tourists of obscenity and said they could face up to a year in prison if convicted. They were released following a two-hour interrogation and were being allowed to leave the country but signed a document promising to return to Brazil if requested by authorities. The men were not identified by authorities. Police Inspector Marita Souza said the 66-year-old man from Konigsberg and a 64-year-old friend from Bad Bevensen said they thought it was normal to change clothes like that in Brazil, especially in a beach city like Salvador. Well, they said that they were late for their flight, needed to change into new clothing because one of them got wet during a boat trip and the other felt sick and vomited during the same trip earlier in the day. He had puke all over him. A Brazilian passenger called police when he said the tourists saw the tourists taking their clothes off in front of other people. I went in there and asked if they'd like to see other people taking their clothes off in front of his wife or in front of the kids. Paulo Goyce told Globo TV. They just laughed. They laughed. They snickered, no doubt. Oh, God.
What?
This is so pathetic. The fake Joey Reynolds again. There may be some truth to the rumors about WQM flipping to oldies. WQM can't compete with four or five English-speaking sports stations and then another few Spanish-speaking talk stations on top of its bad signal issues in areas where they should do well in the ratings like western parts of Broward County where the signal is horrible. It's just not a level playing field when you can be inside a building in Broward and not be able to pick up almost any AM radio station, and quite a few FM stations come in bad, too. And these are demos that should be part of your core. Oh, God, Joey, just jam it. Just blow it out your ass. Oh, see, what these people want to do, they don't want this to be a radio show. They want this to be a show about radio.
There you go.
Yeah. Boring. Oh, the Godfather Wars. Here's a picture of Mario Puzo and Marlon Brando. What is this all about? I don't know either. Long, it goes on, and it looks really boring to me, so I just deleted it. It's an article. You know, again, people have nothing to say, so they send me long, ponderous articles. Here's one that says, I recently drove past my old neighborhood in Sunny Isles, and although I knew the Rascal House was gone, I was shocked by what replaced it. Used to see lines of 90-year-old-plus crippled Jews with walkers and canes. They couldn't wait to pay $20 for a kosher sandwich accompanied by some stale coleslaw that had been recycled from previous customers. Some couldn't wait to get their hands on a nice, thick, juicy Hebrew National hot dog. It's since been replaced by a food market that caters to the young Jewish entrepreneurs. It's the Epicure. Also, the three-story roach-filled motels that used to be lined up along Collins have been replaced by Donald Stunk's 50-story five-star condos, which are all empty. After all this, I was so depressed I drove a couple of miles, went to Gulfstream to feed some cold machine man, which sucked up the 20s like a Jew. This guy's got a Jew problem.
Apparently.
It happily took my money, didn't give any back. I spoke to the machine, even pulled out my magic wand. Nothing. Signed, another Jorge. Screw all Jorge haters, it says. How do you like that?
Wow.
Jorge, what'd you think of that?
I think he's
old
got
Jews
issue.
With walkers and Jews with it sucking up $20 bills and Juju. I did like Juju bees, though. I haven't had any of those in years.
No?
Used to pull your fillings out.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Now, where the hell did you buy those other than the movie theater?
You know, any good candy store would have
really?
Things like that. But, yeah, mostly the movie theater.
Because as I think back to my youth 100 years ago, I'm thinking about like non-Pirels, which also are called snow caps.
Yes.
You don't see those like in a store where they sell a lot of candy. And also Jujubes, it was the same thing.
Right.
You'd see them in the movie theaters at
correct.
The counter, you know.
Correct.
Am I right?
Yes.
Now, Jujubes.
Now, if you want like all the old-fashioned candies, the Jackson's has them all.
Do they have Mary
yeah.
Jane's?
They have everything. They
you're
have
the
things
Mary
you never
Jane
heard
expert.
Of before, man. It's just a throwback. It's like going into an old-fashioned candy store in there.
Oh, the fake Larry King says, why have you ripped on Lynn Russell all these years? She was great. I turned around to Ted Turner. Lynn Russell is somewhere in Canada doing news. Joey is right. Waxy FM sucked. That is until Rick and Sons replaced Greg Budell. Aren't you inspired to like come back again tomorrow with all this inside radio talk?
Oh, yeah.
I have my nose up Neil's ass.
And now more gavel-to-gavel Super Bowl coverage on 560 WQAM, where ratings never matter.
Sure! Dude! We're live from Tampa, having a crazy time here on Radio Row. There's a bunch of jocks like moseying by, and maybe we can get one to pitch some product you don't need. Hey, it's Shanoon! What up, Shanoon? And I have a snack. Got any products to sell, man? No thanks, man. I urinate just fine. Hey, let's go to the big... Oh, you got an exciting update for us, dude?
Well, yeah.
Well, come on, man. Let's hear about this crazy time in Tampa, man.
I had a little dinner last night. A couple of drinks. Hooker. And we went to bed.
So?
Yeah, so it's been a little crazy here.
Oh, yeah, it's been a little crazy here, man.
Yeah, it's been crazy here.
All kinds of crazy things going on, man.
Yeah, like crazy.
Crazy, man, crazy. We'll be back with more failed format by force after these spots that me and Zach yell really loud. Righto?
See, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Righto. The louder you yell, the more you sell, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The louder you yell, the worse it smell, says
wow.
Jolly Joe Bell, who ought to rot in hell. But nevertheless, 14 till noon at 560 WQAM. Here's one that says, Neil, I watched Patton last night. It's awesome. It might glorify war somewhat, but it amazes me how stubborn you are. No matter how great a movie is, you can't admit it if it doesn't jive with your political views.
What?
Similar to how you refuse to watch Forrest Gump or Schindler's List, are you afraid your feeble mind might be influenced by watching something that disagrees with your pinko commie tendencies? I've already seen Patton, sorry. Or are you just unable to stomach it? I can't stomach stupid emails like this by illiterate people. It doesn't jive with your political views. Not jibe, jive.
Jive, turkey.
Like Woodvine. Oh.
Bah, bah, you're wrong about this. Bah, you're wrong about that. Bah, bah, bah.
Keep it up. I don't care. It didn't bother me. I get still a pretty decent check. I'm going to tell you, like I said, today is the 4th. So in the next few days, the 10th check is going to be coming up. It better be exactly the same as it's supposed to be without any additional deductions, Jolly Joe. Because if they think they're going to tack on another 5% cut in pay, they can whistle down their ass.
Well, it doesn't take place right away.
Oh, when does it take place?
They said that we should see the changes in the middle of March or something like that. I'm not sure.
I see. So, in other words, they're still fluid for the next month and a half. Is that it?
I guess.
They can still make payroll?
Yeah.
Go ahead!
Somebody emailed that to me.
Oh, I love it.
Me too.
Go ahead!
That's beautiful. Excellent. Yeah, make sure I get that tomorrow morning before the show.
You bet.
Neil, if you look up the reviews online, people love Joe's Stone Crabs. Not reviews by professional writers, just ordinary people putting up unpaid reviews. And?
Yeah. That's fine. More for them, then.
Right, that's right. More, can have more crabs portion. For you, okay?
Right,
all of you people love
line.
It. Go there and enjoy
right.
it.
Yeah, they can be herded around like cattle.
This
they
is like the same
through.
Crap about trying to convince me how great South Florida is yeah. and why I should really come back there and live there. If you love Joe Stone crabs, believe me, yeah. go there and eat and enjoy.
Bon
Schmear the maitre d', have a wonderful time, and enjoy. Pig out. When in doubt, pig out. Childish, juvenile. Oh, here we go. Here we go, finally. See, I chastised you, and here we go.
All right.
Now, how long is this? Oh, this ought to be pretty good. Good. And you know something? I think this is true. You're, of course, you're so skeptical. You're such
That's
a hard
right.
ass.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than a hard ass.
That's not true.
That's what Father Stuhl says.
Okay.
370 votes on the poll. Our goal is 500. I just made that up. Our goal. I mean, you realize how silly that is that I used to, I still say it.
It's
our
right.
goal is this, and then people like start voting on here like, you know, they're helping us meet our goal. Well, that's good. It's like trained monkeys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what I've been waiting for since the very, since the get-go, as they say. List of all my fake names, says John ZTR. Here's a list of the ones I can remember. I might be leaving out a couple. Also, keep in mind, I email from work, and it keeps me entertained. Well, good. Mostly, emails were negative due to the fact that they incited the most hilarious responses. Also used guilty a lot because it seems to light a fire on your ass. No, quite frankly, I couldn't give a crap less about guilty or about Leo. Let's see if Leo. Oh, yeah, Leo Austin.
Mm-hmm.
This is Leo Austin. What
yeah,
did I tell you?
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so it says. But it still doesn't tell us who this is, though.
Oh, he didn't say that he was going to tell you who he really was, just all his fake identities.
John ZTR thinks that jocks are great broadcasters, angry you don't take calls anymore so listeners can express their complaints. Oh, yeah, remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
How can we express our complaints if you don't take calls?
That's
that,
right.
that was classic.
That's right. Yeah.
That was good. Mason Williams, who says that while Neil can't even play fart sounds, Stern actually has guys take a crap in the studio. Remember that?
Yep.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Akim Mambuganji. African psychologist who analyzes Neil on the show, thank you and God bless. Mark Hine, who wants Neil fired and longs for the days of Phil Hendry and Neil in their prime. Mike Latham, random negative emails. Madeline, the angry fat woman who thinks Neil is too negative and wants to date Gildy. Remember the pictures
yeah.
of the fake Madeline?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Fat doesn't come close to describing it. Edward O'Brien, tired of Neil's gay talks and tolerates gays. Oh, that was one of my very favorites. This guy's a freaking genius.
Wow, he's very prolific.
Jingleheimer Jones, who once waited 4 hours on hold to speak to Howard Stern, and it was all worth it, the most euphoric experience of his life. Remember that one?
Yes.
Leo Austin, 79, Goldie defender, and accuses Neil of being too negative to his coworkers. Please take Geldy under your wing, Neil.
Ow!
Janice, who claims that Neil hates babies on airplanes. Neil Ganj, emailer who's tired of Brandon elevator dream analysis. And last but not least, Mahatma Gandhi, mostly used to send in positive emails and articles. Well, keep them coming, John ZTR. You're a genius.
Wow.
And I remember each and every one of these.
Too bad we don't have any, you know, spare payroll dollars. We could hire him.
Yeah, we could hire you to send in
keep writing our material,
cockamamie emails
right.
every day. Keep them coming, please. But you notice... he is not any of the fake radio people, the fake Greg Budell, the fake Barry Jackass.
Right.
Now, if we could get to the bottom of that, that would make it muy interesante.
See,
don't you think?
Yes, it would.
What do you think? Go ahead.
Oh.
Go ahead!
It's over here. Sorry. It's new.
Get
used to having that.
I'm going to have to play all the Chris Matthews bits, side by each.
There might be a better excerpt, but nevertheless, thank you.
No, there's not. No, that's perfect. That's just the way he says it. And that sounds just like him, too. It doesn't sound like somebody... And that is not... what's his name?
It's not? I thought it was.
Pettengill? No chance. Are you kidding me? He could do that voice?
We can find out. He does a lot of voices. Remember, he used to be good.
When the hell was that? Your memory's better than mine is.
He did the playing bagpipes.
Well, let's play a little bit of that.
He did the Buffalo Bill.
Hi there, boys and girls. Today, we've got a very extra special friend.
You don't realize until the end.
What?
Remember where he drops out a character right there at the end?
Yeah. Oh, he does that a lot.
Yes.
He does that in the Runaway Bride?
Right.
where his voice starts getting low. Oh, okay, then, Yeah, he does. He has a tendency to do that a lot. And then it doesn't make any difference. It's like a one-take Charlie,
sure.
You know? Well, here's one we can't play. Playbone Magazine.
Yeah. Play it twice.
Oh. Well, I'm in the section there with playing bagpipes. And let's see if there are any of these. There are 2, 4, 6, 8 in this box. Play with my schlong. Play with my self-station. Playbone Magazine, Playboy Playmates, Playboy's Dead Babes, Playboy Dead Babes, Played With Yourself, and Playing Bagpipes. I don't think so. Although maybe we'll see. Playboy Playmates?
People see me in the store. I'm looking for love forevermore. And they know that I will succeed. 'Cause I'm looking for a Playboy Magazine.
So far, so good.
My one and only girl stood there with her beautiful curls. 36 double D. Penny Baker wanted me. I pinned her up on the bathroom wall. Where I put her, she did not look tall. And as my toes did curl. Jealousy over the Barbie twins. I had Jenny McCarthy before. She became an MTV whore. No one will ever know how much I love them all. So my hopes, my dreams come true. I must start in all of my dreams with you. My Playboy Playmate.
Well, it be the 12 to 1 hour on WQAM.
It's Chris Matthews playing hardball for 2009. I tell you what, I got fat over the break. I ate so much turkey when the doctor put his hand up my colon to do my exam. He pulled out stuffing. I'm serious. It was actual breadcrumbs and chopped onion. Not that you care, but it's going to be a tough year for yours truly. I can't bitch, moan, whine, and complain anymore because my guy's in the White House. Maybe it's time for me to go after another group of people or get a hobby. I've always wanted a hobby. Maybe I'll learn to play the trumpet or the sousaphone. Stop. I lost my mind for a minute. Nobody cool place a sousaphone. It's impossible to look cool while you have that big donut around your head. Why do they always make the fat kid play the sousaphone? Anyway, let's get right to it. Play hardball. My first guest for 2009 is the President of the United States. I should say outgoing George Bush. How are you? You have a crazy laugh. Anybody ever tell you that? You make me nervous. Why are you looking at my zipper? Does it bother you having a last name Bush? Does it answer the question?
Well.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Time's up. Don't answer that question. My next guest on hardball. First episode 2009. Don't have another guest. Realize people don't like me anymore. Won't come on the program. Gotta talk to non-issue people, like Congressman from Maine. What the hell? Guess 2009 makes me the news anchor most likely to play the sousaphone. Hop up back for another year on MSNBC. Happy New Year.
And back to you. Happy Shavuos. Anybody who doesn't like those has got no sense of humor. Is a dullard.
I checked, and by the way, they are Pettengill.
Are they?
Yeah, I'm on the website.
How can you
now.
Check that?
I'm on the website. You get a CD, I have to go to the website and download them, and it says, thanks, Todd Pettengill, WPLG New York.
Really?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I have credited. To tip my hat. It's about, well, how many years did he go?
About 30, man.
In between funny bits.
A lot.
Bits,
you know, when you make 100 bits a day, one of them are, you know, is bound to be funny.
No.
No?
You not know. Lately.
No,
not
you're right. I agree. They're just long. They're fat. They're time killers is all. Mostly.
And most of them are in that same voice, too. That
yes.
same. You know what I mean?
I agree.
John ZTR, who is now my all-time favorite emailer, bar none. He says, I don't know who Mr. Radio is, but he posts on the Stern Fan Network and on RadioInfo.com boards. Yeah, well, he's we know who he is. He is Mr. Radio. He's a chronic groupie with no life.
I have no life.
And we haven't heard from him lately, so count your blessings.
One.
So how do you like that? And you didn't think this guy would, like, come through with any crap.
I will admit, I didn't think he would.
But he did.
He did. Wait,
he's just a guy in the orifice.
Kudos. Let me give him a...
Yeah, let's hear it for Mr. ZTR, whoever he is. Or ZTA. Steve says, I know you go to Woodbine and play the slot machines. As a matter of fact, at 2 o'clock, I'll have my pants and my shoes and my shirt, my pantaloonies, and I'll be zipping out with my lesbianese terrorist cab driver and on my way again. I had a bad day yesterday, but, you know, lately it's like every other day.
Yeah.
I do good. Monday night I did great. Yesterday I did pretty bad. Not horrible, but not good. And today is Wednesday. I'll do okay. Is there any truth to the rumor about... Can I do this?
Why won't I play?
Go ahead.
No, it won't. It won't play.
It won't?
I broke it somehow.
What have you got it in?
The regular computer. Because it was just emailed to me. I haven't dubbed it into anything
yet. Is there any truth to the rumor about the higher the denomination, the more often the machines pay out? That is true. You're better off playing dollar machines if you can afford them. Stay away from the $5 machines unless you're a billionaire. They will kill you. I know a lot of people don't have your deep pockets, so they can't afford to play the $5 slots like you can. I believe me, I shouldn't. I rarely do, and I'm not going to. Do you feel they pay out more often than the $1 or 25 cent slot machines? No, $5 machines are killer. And I've seen a lot of people win some pretty big jackpots on quarter slots, and even on the 2 and 5 penny ones. The problem being that now they have all these multiples. I'm going to Vegas later this month. Would like some of your advice, Steve. My advice, go see the shows, go eat some great meals, and don't lose too much. Don't get started.
Mm-hmm. Good plan.
It is. I'm smelling you right now. I enjoy it, and I can afford it even still, you know, even at this reduced income level.
You're smelling me?
I'm smelling you now.
Wow.
Oh, not good. JP says, just watch Network again. I think the problem with these young punks is a total inability to watch a movie without special effects, guns, or explosions, or stay awake. One of the greatest movies ever for 1977, says JP. For any year.
Oh, I found it.
Oh, there we go. Okay. I beat you to it, though.
Go ahead!
Anybody hasn't seen the movie Network, it's mandatory.
Crime is right. Mad as hell!
We want the Saudi deal stopped now. We want the, oh, that was great, the Saudis. And that was back in the 70s, like the guy says.
Yep.
In the meantime, the ragheads over there have raped the whole world. You know, we went through all those months and months of obscene gas prices. And then, you know, all of a sudden, oh, well, guess what? Nobody wants it anymore, so we'll knock the price way down. So thank you, Mr. Outgoing President, for those low gas prices at the ass end. You and your Saudi raghead buddies. If they were to blow that country off the map tomorrow, that would just bring such joy to my life. Just hook up a long
tube,
get it, suck all the oil out of there, and then blow it up. Oh, I'm sure there might be some, you know, decent people over there. You think?
Might be.
Maybe not. We got any Saudis in this audience?
No.
Come on. Let me look on yesterday.
Yes.
Just out of curiosity on the stats. And you know that domain report we have?
Yes.
How come the stats aren't... because I haven't clicked on a day. Here we go. Domain report. And this tells us how many hits we've gotten from Canada. Most of those are mine. Iceland, 145, where they have that new... Or no, Ireland, I'm sorry. I was going to say that new dyke mayor, whatever she is. Or prime minister, whatever the hell she is in Iceland. Who the hell knows? And who cares? Let's see. Do we have any Saudi Arabia? Usually we do. Netherlands, 2. Boy, pretty weak. No Saudi Arabia yesterday. Slovakia, 6. Japan, 5. Denmark, 1. New Zealand, 1. Saudi Arabia, too.
Wow.
A couple of big machers over there in Saudi Arabia listening to the show. Well, you know what? Khadir and Dred, how do you like that? Call up the Israelis and have them interpret it for you. 404 votes on the poll. I'm not going to read that. It's just too, I don't know. It's okay, but there are too many long choices on, you know? Don't you have an aversion to reading long poll choices?
I have an aversion to reading short ones.
George says he's got an aversion to short ones.
Go ahead!
Hans Beck is dead. You know who that is?
No.
In Frankfurt, Germany. Oh, by the way, if you ever go to Germany, do not go to Frankfurt. Boy, okay. That's a crappy place.
Thanks for the tip.
Hamburg's not bad. Hamburg is beautiful. I don't want to go through that thing about the lakes again because I always get it wrong with the name of the lake. But Hamburg's beautiful. Berlin is sensational. And Cologne is, the best. Cologne, Germany?
Yeah.
If you, next time you go to Amsterdam, get on the train, 2.5 hours on the train to Cologne. Cologne? Beautiful, beautiful city, beautiful people, great food. What's not to like? And they have that big old church. One thing about most of the cities of any size in Europe, they've got an old church. You know what I mean? A big old church. Wow. Like in Firenze in Florence. They got a huge, huge old church. In Amsterdam, they got the old church right by what used to be the red light district. I'm not sure if it is anymore. Now that they're cleaning up the city, nobody wants to go there anymore. That is so tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Tragic. I mean, like Copenhagen, before I ever went there, I guess it used to be really like pervert city, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they cleaned it all up, and now all there is a bunch of 7-Elevens. Every street corner, there's another 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And they have pizza at 7-Eleven by the slice.
Pizza?
All for me!
That's right. A slice. And it was pretty good, as I recall. I recall the kid that was working there at the counter much better, but the pizza was pretty good, too. Pretty tasty. And maybe he would have been, too, but... Didn't get to find out. Hans Beck, creator of the colorful plastic Playmobil toy figures that sold by the millions around the world, has died at age 79. Does that ring a bell with you, Playmobil?
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 I'm going to have to look it up.
Play, M-O-B-I-L. One word. Giobra Brandstetter, GmbH and Company, which owns the Playmobil brand, said in a statement that Beck died January 30 after a long illness. A trained cabinet maker and passionate model builder.
Oh,
Beck
yeah.
Became a, what?
Yeah. Children's
yeah, what?
Children, like little for little children.
Oh. Beck became a pattern developer for Horst Brandstetter, owner of the Zirndorf-based company in 58. In 1971, he created and developed the 3-inch tall line of figures for the company, which were dubbed Playmobil and brought to market in 74. A year later, the simple yet visually appealing line went global. It has since expanded to include everything from farm animals to dinosaurs, along with planes, trains, automobiles, and ships. Some 2.2 billion of the toys have been sold since their debut. Playmobil is a toy that doesn't impose specific play patterns on children, but rather stimulates the imagination, said Beck, who retired in 98 after becoming the company's longtime development director. Beck said once his main rule for toy designs was no horror, no superficial violence, and no short-term trends. Originally from Germany's central state of Thuringia, Beck is survived by his wife and son. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they always say that, rest in peace?
It's a thing.
How else are you going to rest? You're going to have, like, nightmares?
Right.
You're going to, like, toss and turn?
You might.
Like Bobby Lewis?
That's right. Bed bugs will bite.
Tossing and turning, Bobby Lewis. I bet you got that.
Coming up.
1960, 61 maybe? What do you think?
Waiting.
61?
Waiting for it to come up.
Tossing and turning.
I couldn't
Bobby
sleep at all last night.
What year did you say?
61.
Mm-hmm.
61. There you go.
When I was tossing and turning, tossing and turning.
No, that's enough. That's a medley of his smash, Bobby Lewis. I bet you he might be dead. Maybe I'll Google it during the break.
Go ahead.
Listening to Neil Rogers.
Please, enough talking.
So I wanted to reconnect with old friends, but I was having a hard time finding them. I tried everything, the phone book, the internet. I even considered hiring a private investigator, but the cost was outrageous. Then I found out about your website.
Introducing Stalker.com, a website from the creators of MySpace and Facebook. Stalker.com will help you reconnect with old friends and old obsessions.
My ex and I were going to get married and have kids and raise a family in the suburbs, but he said I wasn't emotionally stable enough and that I needed help. Do I sound like I need help?
Creating a nameless profile is easy. Just log on to Stalker.com, fill out the questionnaire with your personal information, and then you'll be able to send anonymous, threatening messages of harassment to anyone that's listed on MySpace or Facebook.
You've got mail.
Who the hell sent this?
Oh, what the f***? Why can't this f*** just leave me alone?
I'm going to make you love me. Yes, that's it. I'm going to make you love me forever. It even kills you.
Stalker.com.
Yeah, we can relate.
Yeah.
1217 at 560 WQM. Bobby Lewis is still alive. In fact, February the 16th will be his 82nd birthday. Don't forget, today's the 4th. Only 12 days till Bobby Lewis's 82nd birthday.
You're not going to make me write that on the calendar, are you?
No. I wonder if he's still tossing and turning, you think?
Maybe. Maybe a little bit. Just tossing.
Kathy says, forgive me if you mentioned this before today, which I did not. Know you love Karen Carpenter as much as I do. I don't think quite as much, Kathy. I liked her just fine. I liked her music a lot. Today's the anniversary of her death in 1983. I just wanted to make a note of it. Playing songs would be nice, but it appears we won't hear them until the show goes on the archives. Now, I don't understand what that means.
What don't you understand?
It says, playing songs would be nice, Carpenter's, but it appears we won't hear them until the show goes on the archives. Well, what does that mean?
I don't know what she means by that. She must not be listening right now.
This was sent at 11:22, about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
Playing songs would be nice, but it appears we won't hear them until the show goes on the archives. So would somebody please interpret that for me? I don't get it.
I wish I could.
Sorry, Kathy, I don't understand. Barry Jackass says, the fake Barry, hearing rumors from Clear Channel that Ed Kaplan has been contacted about doing nights on the soon-to-be Fox Sports 940. How do you like that? Well, I'll tell you what, it doesn't take much to beat our point. You know?
Yep.
Wouldn't that be something? Get a lot of our people back over there to 940. That Fox All Sports starts in March, which little Tommy Jicka was a day late and $50 behind on that. Boy. Tom used to be pretty sharp about what was happening in the market, but that's back in the day before the Tribune decided to deball the Sun Sentinel. They deballed it. John James says, Neil, you are great, and when George revealed a few weeks ago you actually pay out of your own pocket for the comedy that's played on your show, some of them, it just shows what a great person you are. Who else would do this for their fans? I just want to say thank you, Neil. You really love us. You really do. And for me and everyone else here at the Orifice, we love you too, Neil. Maybe I care about the show. Maybe I would like to put stuff on there that somebody... Maybe that's why I played Chicken Neck out of my own pocket. Serious bucks, too, by the way. Although, you know, with everything that's going on nowadays, tell him I got a meeting with him tomorrow.
Okay.
Conference call.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken Neck, Jolly Joe, Joyce.
Yeah.
Ray Perry.
Clarence.
Clarence, of course.
Chris Jones. Oh,
Clarence, who takes such a strong personal interest in this show, you know? Oh, yeah. He's going to have a talk with Joyce, and he's going to straighten her ugly ass out. He's going to do this and make a list. Yeah. We're going to be able to play, like, Boysenberry sounds on the air. How do you like that, huh?
Ooh.
Poisonberry for Joyce.
Go ahead!
Oh. Woo! Man, I'll tell you one thing. There has been some real chazarai going on this week in this company. Some unbelievable crap. But every company, I mean, we're pikers compared to Cheap Channel. I mean, they just cut bare bones. They fired everybody. Cheap Channel. And I haven't heard any more from the fake Jimmy Syphilis, by the way. Whatever happened to Jimmy? Hey, Jimmy!
You fairy!
Maybe he had a bet on the Cardinals. I doubt it. Joey Reynolds is just obsessed today, the fake Joey Reynolds. Wouldn't you like to find out who this one is?
No.
Maybe it's Bill Marshall.
That would make sense.
Now, whatever happened with him?
I don't really know. I know he had a day job.
What was his deal? Was he like the bird? I mean, was he like a...
He was the producer, Joey's personal producer. He would follow him around. And he would run the board or any other control. He would play the drops. You ever watch the Joey Reynolds Show in Progress when it was on IOD?
No.
Well, he would sit in like the guest chair, like you know where you sat.
I am that hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
Joey would sit where, say, for example, the bird sat while you did the show.
Are you serious?
Yes, and then Bill Marshall
would
play
all the cards
and the drops and the this and the that. And
my God. So Joey was like a guest on his own show.
Exactly, and he would take he would be the one flashing hand signals back and forth with the producer, and then he would tell Joey what to do. He would write Joey's jokes.
Oh, my God. That says it all for me.
Sure.
During the election cycle, fake Joey says, I recall CNN trying to capture the pulse of different cities. They try to interview a particular radio guy from a city. They'd find a local host to talk to in smaller towns like Kansas City or Denver and Des Moines, but in Miami there was nobody to talk to. They asked Neil Rogers and he declined to be interviewed. No, they did not ask and I did not decline, although I would have, and they couldn't come up with a replacement. There just wasn't anybody qualified to be a radio spokesperson in touch with the city and listeners here. There's nobody talking about the community or local events at all in any meaningful way having an impact. There's no local morning guy to pull a promotional stunt to get everyone's attention, like standing out in the cold for 24 hours in a bathing suit on I-95 or some ridiculous thing. Tom Joyner certainly isn't going to do it. Elvis Duran isn't doing it from New York. Schmidt isn't commuting to Miami to appear at some shopping mall to solicit blood donations. Glenn Dreck isn't going to talk about school closings and possible teachers striking over pay and budget cuts in Miami. Again, this is not a nostalgia thing about local and live radio. This is part of what's wrong with this Miami market in 2009. Well, they had Fuddy doing that awful morning show. He was a local yokel.
Mm-hmm.
That went over like hemorrhoids.
No, that needs to be, you know, a human being.
With all the changes in radio, other markets bigger and smaller than Miami still have some local presence. Just look around the country, and with all the syndicated programming and voice tracking, most cities, bigger and smaller, still somehow have at least one strong and solid local talk show host program and at least one strong and solid local morning show on a music station that reaches an audience that goes beyond the limitations of its own station's format. Some kind of a go-to show for mornings in this city, and this is why Miami-Fort Lauderdale ranks as one of the most disappointing major market radio towns. As Joey continues on and on and on, it's disappointing. Bah, 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 bah. Get a life. Forget about radio, Joey.
I have no life.
Oh, my God. Good golly, Miss Molly. Talk about obsessed, whoever that is. That's Mr. Radio.
Yeah.
You notice the close proximity with the Mr. Radio email we got moments ago and these Joey emails? It's Mr. Radio. Come on, Mr. Radio, fess up. John ZTR fessed up in a very entertaining and refreshing way today. That was great.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Wasn't that illuminating?
It was.
My favorite, though, was Edwin O'Brien.
Which one was
Edward,
he?
Whatever his name was. I'll tolerate gay people. I have nothing against them. I will tolerate them. That one. Why do I have to bludgeon the audience with my obsession with Brady Quinn and this one and that one, and Matt Cassel and Matt Leinart and the hot guys, you know? Well, that's what fags do, you know? They're obsessed with the hot whatever. Fill in the blank.
Gee. Coincidence?
Yeah. What a surprise, yeah. 1224 at 560 WQM. Don't forget to send Valentine's Day roses or you're going to pay for it all year long. At ProFlowers.com, order your flowers now for delivery on Valentine's Day, and you won't have to think about it again. ProFlowers roses are rated best value by the Wall Street Journal, guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days. Easier and faster than standing in line at the florist Valentine's Day bouquet starting at just $19.99. ProFlowers has got an exclusive offer just for my radio listeners, but it expires this Friday, so pay attention. Get a dozen Sweet Expressions roses for just $39.99, and get a second dozen free, plus a free glass vase. To get your two dozen roses and free glass vase, here's what I want you to do. Go to ProFlowers.com online and find the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Click it and just type in my password, Neil R, N-E-I-L, Neil R. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 1-800-P-R-O, ProFlowers. And don't forget to use my password, Neil R. Don't wait, because this offer expires this Friday, and Valentine's Day is only 10 days away. 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS.
Oh, Neil!
You're listening to Neil Rogers.
Holy cow!
Do you ever wish that your family and friends knew their Bible verses better?
Uh-huh.
Well, I have the answer to your prayers. From the makers of You Sank My Martyr comes a game the whole family can enjoy, Crucifixion. Crucifixion is not just fun to play, but it forces everyone to know their Bible. And it's easy to play. First, someone picks a word or phrase from the Bible, and the rest of the group takes turns trying to spell it. But be careful. If you pick a wrong letter, your little Jesus doll gets nailed.
I'll take a guess. How about a K?
Nope. Sorry, Billy.
I'm sorry, Jesus.
After 3 nails and 1 spear to the chest, everyone loses. But don't worry, in 3 days you can play again. So run down to your local Crucifixion toy store and grab up your very own copy of Crucifixion. Why not play tonight? Comes with a small Jesus doll, nails, and a tiny spear. Fake blood, wooden cross, and hammer not included. Crucifixion, a product of Trinity Brothers.
1230 at 560 WQAM. Here's one for you.
Okay.
No, you're not supposed to say okay. You're supposed to
say...
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead!
If George loses his job and he's not moving back in with me, this is from Mother of George.
I see.
He smokes too much reefer and farts in his sleep, and that wife of his, oi, can he move in with you, Neil, please? Mother George. No. Mm. He farts too much and smokes too much weed.
These are all true.
And that wife of his, oi.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom.
How old is Mom, by the way?
Mine?
444 on the poll. We're going to make 500. Yeah, yours. Not mine. She's dead.
85.
85. Oh, boy. She's got at least another 10 years to go.
Or, I'm sorry. She's 84. She's going to be 85.
Oh, well. 11 years, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Are you faxing me something?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please.
Oh.
It's an article somebody sent. Text messages lead to teachers firing. From Santana, from Alapata, the fake Jim DeFetis. How do you like this? People are coming out of the closet today. Isn't that great?
It is great.
All the fake ones. Now, if just the fake Joey Reynolds would come out of the closet, that would be a breath of stale air. Sirius XM closing yesterday at 14 cents. Yeah, I know. It was down to 13. Now it's back to 14. Voted for cutting into a merging lane at the last minute. Brian McCabe, God. Screw Brian McCabe, okay? Screw him. And screw Vesa Toscala. Couldn't stop a beach ball from 600 miles away. If it was rolled by a 2-year-old. George would smoke it, though, if it was rolled by a 2-year-old. Boy, how do you like the size of the type on this thing?
Pretty tiny.
The Broward School Board fired a high school teacher yesterday for sending a student inappropriate text messages and pulled a Sunrise Charter School's permission to operate. Wow. Sunrise Community Charter School, which shut its doors in January after being forced out of 2 different locations, will not be able to reopen for the 2009 and 10 school year after the board yanked its charter. They yanked it. The school could reapply for a charter by August 1st for the 2010-11 academic year. The 2-year-old school moved from an Oakland Park Boulevard church to a Tamarack building over winter breaks after Sunrise City officials said the church was never brought up to necessary safety standards to operate a school. 2 days after opening in Tamarack, the school had to close because it didn't have permission to move in. The school's 147 students had to enroll in other elementary schools. Franklin Zimmel, an attorney for the charter school, argued that both closures were beyond the school's control, in part blaming unusually tough enforcement by the city of Sunrise after giving the school a clean inspection last year. He also said no dangerous violations were involved, and the school's plan to open its permanent building at the Faith Tabernacle Church on West Oakland Park Boulevard in the fall. The school board members said they would consider keeping the district's contract. Well, why do we care about this?
I don't know.
God. School board members also fired a Cypress Bay High School science teacher for sending inappropriate text messages to a student last year. District officials said Peter Varani, 36, texted a female student at the Weston School several times about going on a date. He also texted the girl's best friend about it, a message Varani admitted to, but insisted was a joke. According to the complaint by Broward School Superintendent Jim Hutter. The complaint said Varani asked another student to cover for him and said she was using Varani's cell phone to send the text message. Girls also told investigators Varani grabbed them by the hip and tried to hug them. Well, what's wrong with that? A little kissy-kissy? A little coochie-coochie?
Right.
Hoochie? Huh?
Right.
A little hoochie with a coochie? What's wrong with that? Well, we got stuff going on, you know? If it's not by the priests or the rabbis, it's by Teach. Hey, Teach. I mean, what is that whole thing about, you know, all these teachers going to jail and for years and years? How about that bitch in, was it Seattle? Somewhere in the Northwest. Remember?
Not sure. Which one?
And then the one in Boston?
There's so many. They have their own website now.
And the thing that I don't understand, the one in Seattle, man, it was like a Vietnamese kid or something like that. I mean, he looked
Oh, that one, Mary Kay Letourneau, the really
that's
famous
the one.
Case. Oh, yeah, Billy.
Holy cow.
Billy
get her Palau. Some get her some Magnavision reading glasses.
No
and some,
question.
Oh, and a spyglass.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Maybe he had something that didn't meet the eye.
That could be. You know, she said that from the moment she saw him, she knew that he was the
she
one.
She knew what?
That he was the one.
He was the one, all right.
Oh, yeah, he's one.
He's one of them. Real strange people.
Mm-hmm.
Strange.
Freaky bug-eyed guy.
Yeah. Freaky. Okay, here we go again. Now, this could be a John GTR who, I don't know. I mean, would he morph into somebody else on the same day that he's coming out of the closet with the
Maybe.
Other ones? Well, you know, I gave him such high marks, and deservedly so, for all of his good fake emails. Maybe because it says, Neil, this is from Kim. Signed, a concerned friend of the greatest Panther announcer. Neil, I'm getting real sick and tired of you busting on Goldie. I met the man the other night at Applebee's. He had just left the Panther game, was sitting at the bar eating a spinach salad. Let me say what a great guy he really is. Your name happened to come up, and boy, there was quite a discussion. He said that he really liked you a lot, but that your material was extremely old, and that's the reason your ratings have dropped to an all-time low. He said that many years ago he liked your material, but he's getting very tired of you abusing and trying to destroy him on the radio. He said he thinks that you would have made a very good hockey announcer. Yes, I would, and was. He's a good man. You should stop talking trash about him. Why don't you just take him out for a beer and try to talk to him? Well, he was here last night. He was here all day yesterday. Never contacted me. I could have taken him under my wing and, you know, I don't think so. Personally, I think you're jealous of him because he has a great job and does an excellent job on the radio. I'm jealous of Geldy, no question about that. You should take a serious pay cut because, as Geldy says, your material is very old and outdated. Hopefully soon he'll take the 10-2 time slot. Maybe you're, as Goldie, what? Maybe you and Geldy calls him. George, your Dubois should just move on with your lives. Stop abusing him. Signed, a concerned friend of the greatest Panther announcer.
Ow!
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, greatest Panther announcer doesn't cover a lot of territory. Well, they just had Barney Fagg on again, but I missed the audio.
Good.
Oh, wait.
Oh, God.
People really hate you. And they're starting to hate us because we're hanging out with you. And you have to help us deal with that.
There are signs the banks may be listening. Wells Fargo, which got $25 billion in bailout money.
Yeah, give us a little something-something, okay, to tide us over. Got all these billions of dollars, all you banks. Give us a little something. Put it in our account. Especially that bank of mine down there. They finally got my ATM card straightened out. Took, you know how many calls it took?
About 30, man.
Yeah. To get them to stop blocking the damn ATM account. There's more money in there since Jesus was a baby ever invented. And they, oh, well, you know. Give, and then when you call, they have to do these verification things to make sure it's you. Now,
yeah.
Which of these cars did you ever own or co-sign for?
Uh-huh.
Which of these addresses did you ever live at? Which, oh, my God. Which of these penises did you ever come in close contact with? You know, like that.
They got pictures of those, do they?
Yeah. They email you pictures. Leo says, just saw Immortal Beloved last night for the first time. It's nice when Hollywood actually made movies that are not for idiots and explosion chasers.
Mm-hmm.
P.S., please tell me they have a, they're not 86 the bars in Amsterdam before I got it to get to go. Well, I don't know. I haven't been there in, well, let's see, we were there last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't done it then, but all this other stuff came up since then. I think there are mostly the coffee shops, a lot of them are going. The red light district, a lot of it is going. Most of the tourists, they're going someplace else.
It's a good movie, by the way, that he mentioned.
What? Immortal Beloved? What is it?
It's the Beethoven movie.
The Beethoven movie?
Yeah, it's about him.
Oh, you have to be joking me. You think
phenomenal.
I would watch that?
I don't know why not. It's a phenomenal movie. It was great. Great story.
I won't even watch Schindler's List.
I know. Well, this one doesn't have anything to do with Jews, so maybe you'll watch it.
What's the one that, what's his name, was always trying to get me to watch that he gave me the
Shawshank Redemption?
Shawshank. Oh, you seen Shawshank yet? No. In fact, one of the things that I really despise about MSNBC is the fact that on the weekend they have Lock Up and all these other jail shows. I mean, who the hell wants to see that? Who wants to? I mean, even Jazz McKay won't watch that crap. Right?
Yeah, I don't get it either. You're right.
Lock Up.
Yeah.
Whoever
Who gives a rats?
Whoever came up with that idea at MSNBC ought to be, you know what?
Shot?
Locked up.
Oh.
Kathy. Kathy says, I was making a cryptic reference bad joke about your reading of the rabbi pedophile story that was interrupted by the stupid EBS test, meaning about the Carpenter's music we'd have to listen on the archives.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, I get it now.
Sorry, says Kathy. Don't be sorry, Kathy.
We're sorry.
Are we going to play a little Carpenter's there because today is the anniversary of her death?
If you wish.
A little. I'll say goodbye to love. She sounds so butch in that, you know. Goodbye to love. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
No.
I'll say goodbye.
It starts out just like rainy days and Mondays.
No one ever cared if I
never gonna get to that great guitar riff.
Time
there you go. How'd you do that?
Magic.
Magic, man. George is the magic man.
Oh!
So when you get canned, when they make more cutbacks and they can your ass. And then how do you like Joe Bell at our meeting on the phone on Monday, or Tuesday, whatever day, Monday, coming up with that crap about how it always used to be two people on this show?
Yeah, that's because we've had that conversation there. A million times.
I was there, right. And you were there. We didn't need a third person because I wasn't doing the show from here. So what the hell is this idiot talking about?
Maybe he has Alzheimer's.
He is old-timers. Fat-ass old-timer. That's what Flea told me. Love, look at the four of us. Come on, what did you chop her off there for?
Because...
Come on, Karen, a little watercress sandwich can't be all bad. A little Atkins is okay. Have you a cheeseburger? Go to Five Guys, a burger and fries. We're not hearing Karen. We're just hearing...
music.
I have always been a dreamer.
What is that?
I have you.
You do?
Right here. I got you ready.
Go ahead.
I was born to belong.
Never heard that before in my life.
Well, nevertheless...
Was that a smash? Yeah,
here we go.
Oh. That sounds like Herb Alpert, you know what?
It does. It does indeed.
Yes, it does.
Sing a song.
And they were on A&M Records, right? The Carpenters?
I believe they were. Hey.
I bet you a dime a dozen. It's Herbie Alpert. Marv Albert.
I bet you somebody knows that story. About that band leader.
Yeah, I heard that story.
Well, I ain't no band leader.
Yeah.
I don't care how many.
I'm not going to race him, though. I'm going to put him out to stud.
Cartoon.
Come on, Karen, let's go to lunch. Come on, honey. Okay, that's enough of them.
Oh, Neil.
You're listening to Neil Rogers.
Well, here we go again.
Who's going to give Ricky a blow?
Obama. He's our dandy, Obama. Get out the vote, cause we love Obama. Don't care his name, sounds just like Osama.
Candidate! Lost the primary, and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to.
Now I'm so sad they want me to resign. Telling everyone I'm love client number 9.
On the Oprah television show, saying he is a man, but to me he looks like the mama.
I wanna get things done, I'm only 71, McCain.
That Reverend Wright, he must be crazy.
Are you ready for the debate? A big political party! Yeah! We got McCain and Obama!
not a doctor. I'm Joel the plumber, a hard worker. Don't drive a Hummer. We're the big three.
We're the big three.
Chrysler, GM,
Ford.
We are the jerks who flew our private jets and then said we're poor.
Oh, man, we are poor.
Well, it's better right now. It used to be high. You got a big smile, I'm telling you why. The price of gas is coming way down.
George had to duck some footwear during that farewell speech. A couple size 10 went flying. They came up at Iraqi's feet.
Now, what the hell is this about?
What?
From John James. Remember John James who was ripping you last week?
Yes.
There's a spot that plays online where Mandich is going on and on about how great the Steelers are. He sounds like he's having an orgasm. Can you tell Jim he didn't win? What does that mean? So please, Jim, stop being a jerk. You didn't win, so stop acting like it. Steelers won. They didn't cover the spread, but they won the game. Well, what does that mean?
I don't know.
He didn't win. Well, you're an idiot, John James, whoever you are. Probably a faker. Here's one that says, Neil, you've gone too far. I put up a lot of crap from you every day as I listen to your gayness on my radio. How dare you say something negative about the greatest movie ever, Shawshank Redemption? I'm truly shocked, almost disgusted enough to stop listening. Good day, sir. Douche nozzle, Chris. Douche nozzle.
All righty.
Oh, I love that name. Douche nozzle, Chris. All right.
All right.
Now, let's see. John ZTR says, I'm not that person that just emailed you about guilty. So, obviously, now we got a fake faker.
Well, you know,
an imitation faker. Huh?
You knew it would just be a matter of time.
Yeah. Now, we do have somebody who came out of the closet. Oh, I knew it. I knew it. Since it seems to be coming out today, I will own up to being the fake Joey Reynolds. Bill Marshall is behind me telling me what to type. And guess who it is? Mr.
Radio.
Yeah. Of course. Obsessive. Nobody else is like, I mean, all this trivia about Waxy did this and this one did that and, oh, my God. Get a freaking life.
I have no life.
That's obvious. I mean, I've been working in this business since I was 17 years old. Almost 50 freaking years. 49 years. And if that's all, that was my whole life is radio. I mean, I'd already be in a box because radio is finished anyway. But how many years have I been telling you that? Radio is done. It's finished. George is really good on the show, says Sal. Earlier in the week, a bunch when George was taking a beating for being lame. Do you follow that?
A little
grammatical problem
there,
yeah. I'd like to add my two centavos. Well, go right ahead. As lazy and boring as George is, he's doing his best under conditions that you've set up. What do people expect from George when you, his boss, doesn't even give a damn about anything anymore? Why is George somehow blamed for all of this? The audience is taking out their anger on the wrong guy. If Neil doesn't try anymore, why is George supposed to? No, you got it backwards. George is the one who says don't try anymore.
Right.
I used to work in a company and the boss started to slack off big time. Do you know what happened next? The company went bankrupt. Everything comes from the top down, Neil. It's no surprise that WQM is firing people this week. No, that was last week. This week they're slicing everybody's pay. Get it right, Sal. That's right. I'm the one that made George boring and whatever else he said.
Stop it.
Captain Singh is back again. Don't mean to be a chronic emailer, but wanted to share a picture with you. I'm sure the audience will enjoy it. My parents visited Elkford, B.C. recently, where they have a lot of mining near mountains, and they took this picture with a monster truck. My dad is 6 feet tall, so you can just imagine how tall each of the tires on this truck are. Wow. Wow is right. The tires are like 15 feet high, and the monster truck is like, I don't know, real high. By the way, would you ever consider living in Vancouver over Toronto? I like Vancouver a lot. I love it. But you know the problem with it? It's just too damn far from everywhere.
Okay.
You know what I mean by that?
Well, it's way over there.
It's like Vegas. Oh, when are you going to go back to Vegas, Neil? I'm not. It's too far. It takes too long to get there. There's nothing there that I can't do right here. I can lose my ass here. In fact, I got my shirt on, my pantalones. Not my shoes yet, though. I still got my slippers on. For that Dr. Al who's like keeping track of every fart and every...
Are they pink?
No, they're white. They're not pink. They're white like a bunny rabbit.
I see.
My ass.
I bet you it isn't.
What?
Go ahead!
It is. So how do you like that? Now John James turns tail after ripping you all week, and now he's decided to rip me. And I go right ahead. I can handle it. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Here's one that says from Kevin. I miss Fat Chris so much I haven't voted on the poll since he left. I hate you, Jolly Joe, says Kevin. Kevin hates you, Jolly Joe. He misses Fat Chris. And my buddy Ken from up the road in Etobicoke sent me a link to a story about the Jonas Brothers. And I actually opened the link. Can you believe it?
Wow.
One is gay, one is diabetic, and one is ugly. One is gay? Whoa.
Gay.
I better check that link again.
Do some research.
Can't be Joey. Hey, Joey. California went broke. You already knew that, right?
Yeah.
$3.5 billion in payments halted. Arnold will make a couple more movies. He'll make Terminator 5, and everything will be just fine. One is gay, one is diabetic. I know one is ugly. There's no question about that. The Jonas Brothers?
Yeah.
Now, didn't they? How come we never saw the performance at the inauguration? We saw Urethra with that nasty-ass ugly hat and that nasty-ass fat body. We saw Urethra, and we heard her chop that first country word in half.
Yeah.
I thought only Chicken Neck did perverted stuff like that.
He's catching on.
He's catching on. He could be like the next Urethra.
Oh, dear.
It's the 1 to 2 hour.
Money has been a little bit tight lately.
I only have this much money.
I declare bankruptcy!
We're all scraping for some dough. All our payments are months behind. My kid wants the latest mobile. But I'm in the unemployment line. She complains to her mother. She needs the best clothes in town. But my daughter can't see that we're broke. She's spending me to the ground. I'm broke, tell my daughter. No, she don't realize.
Daddy gonna spank me.
I'm broke. From my daughter.
Your daddy's little girl.
Your dad took money for the school book fair.
Let me just go shopping.
New graduates are asking for breast implants.
Oh, you're going to just puke when you hear this one. Go ahead.
Go ahead!
Neil, Shawshank Redemption was a decent movie. Greatest of all time, I think not. Now, whoever said it was the greatest of all time?
Not me. The guy that gave it to you,
Jason. I have a question. I have a question.
Right.
What has happened to movies? There's no way to compare them to the movies of the past. Top five. Now, wait till you hear this list.
All right.
Clockwork Orange.
Mm-hmm.
No Country for Old Men. Troy. Saving Ryan's Privates. And check out Burn After Reading, another Coen Brothers classic.
Saving Private Ryan was a very good movie, but the other ones that are on there?
No
Troy.
Country for Old Men. It's not even one of the top 5,000.
Right. And
besides Kubrick, I think the Coen brothers are second best ever in my generation. Love you, Neil. Chris in Miami. Your taste in movies blows, Chris. Clockwork Orange, I grant you. Top 10.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites, if not my all-time favorite.
Really?
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Would you like that snake?
Basil.
P.S. Why do Spanish people accentuate their E's? Really? Marlene's? Says Chris. And not only that, but how about like I'm busy? I'm busy.
It's one of those things.
That's the Paco who's always giving me that.
That's how the accent goes.
I'm busy?
BC. C.
BC? Very busy.
C.
And also, he'll ask me how to spell something in English, and I'll spell it for him, and I'll say E, and invariably, you know, he'll be typing like on Facebook or something, he'll write down I.
I, right.
Now, I understand that in Spanish,
That's how you say
E
it.
Means the letter I.
Correct.
But I'm spelling it for him in English,
right.
In English, okay?
You,
speak of the English.
You'd think
no
you,
speaking
would know
English.
That.
What?
You'd think he'd know that you're telling him in English.
Well, and he actually does speak pretty damn good English, considering his mother told me that when he first came here 4 years ago, he knew chicken and...
I'll bet.
You ought to see his boyfriend. Good God.
Oh, my God.
Boyfriend's 20, by the way.
Yeah.
And hot as a tamale. But anyway, chicken and the rooster, those are the only two words he knew. I bet you thought there was going to be another one. Another one in there.
Oh, boy.
But it wasn't. Yeah. No, he knows that.
That's all you got to know, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Lisette says, hey, I wanted to ask if you plan on coming down to Gulfstream this year to make an appearance like last year. If so, do you have any idea which weekend you plan on coming? Keep up the great work. Have a nice day. Have a great day, too, Lisette. But, Jesus, it's the 4th of February.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a little premature evaluation, honey. Just relax. God, I'm busy. I'm very busy. I wish I was busy with a boyfriend, but that's another story. Now, the boyfriend's name, by the way, is Guglielmo, not Guillermo, because he's Italian.
I see.
Guglielmo. Now, the only Guglielmo I know is Marconi. Guglielmo Marconi.
I see.
Right?
I didn't know that was his first name.
Stuck a feather in his crap and called him Marconi? You didn't know that was his first name, Marconi?
I did not.
Well, how do you like that? Now, Guillermo means Bill, right?
Yes.
In Spanish?
Yes. I think.
No, I know it does, because
yes.
Bill Calder used to do that deal.
Okay.
Sometimes. Do I have that one?
I don't know.
I don't know. Let me look at my Sometimes I Feel. Oh, yeah, I do have that.
Woof.
Sometimes I feel like life is passing me by. Sometimes I feel like people don't want to smile. When I listen to your show, you make me smile like a child. You can help me get by, my friend. Bill Calder on the radio. Bill Calder on the radio.
I'm dying out of here.
My radio, yeah.
You think all those faggots, all those cigarettes is what did him? Boy, he was a chain smoker.
Yeah.
And died from the big C.
They'll kill you.
All you people out there smoking them faggots, first of all, they're expensive as hell. Can you imagine?
Good Lord.
With the depression going on now?
I know.
Can you imagine cigarette sales? Although I guess if you're addicted to nicotine, no matter what the price is.
You don't have much of an option.
Because I see people like in my little convenience store here, no speaking English, I see them buying faggots.
Uh-huh.
And they're like $9-$10 a pack.
Yep.
They can't be that much there, can they?
I don't know how much
they are. With all the tax, the thumb tax.
I couldn't tell you.
Mike in Hollywood asks, did Joyce ever cut a fart herself and laugh about it? I'll tell you what, Mike, call her up over there in Naples and ask if she ever farted. I think she might have cried about it, especially if it was wet. Oh, God.
Ooh.
So you told me that she's pretty a skanky-looking old bitch.
I said she was a mousy little lady.
Mousy?
Yeah.
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she's trying to, like, butch up by dictating what everybody can say and do and like that. Maybe she's trying to throw her weight around, even though she don't have any. Fake Larry King. Now, wouldn't it be nice if we got all these IOD fake people tell us who they are, since today is coming out day, and we had John ZTR come out of the closet, and we had Mr. Radio come out as if that was a surprise? Oh, the crap that that man writes. The radio minutia. Even the people that he writes about couldn't care less about it. Mr. Radio, get yourself some help, or get yourself a gun. It'll be good. Fake Larry says George is morphing into the bird. He hates sports, is becoming a malcontent, and is even starting to cackle at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Check to see if George has a Phoebe Cates shrine in the studio. And he spells Phoebe, F-E-B-B-I-E, a Phoebe Cates shrine. Oh, so many illiterate people in so little time. Phoebe Cates. He's boyish and goyish. That used to be his term.
I know.
That was his excuse for being
gay.
Yeah.
I had to listen to every single one of those shows.
Yeah. Well, that was his contribution to the show about the boyish and goyish.
Oh, he contributed much more than that.
Like what?
Temper tantrums. A lot of sexual harassment. You know,
he used to go in the newsroom, especially, and anything with the boobs on.
Maraud the women there, and backbiting. He was famous for backstabbing and backbiting.
Was he?
You heard it.
Oh, you mean like when I was down in the crapper?
Right, or on vacation, taking days off. He would put everybody on that you refused to talk to.
Right, that's correct.
And encourage them and allow them to rip you an ass.
Teresa says, I've been a listener to your show since the 80s. I'm now in my 70s, and as someone who's relegated to staying home all day, your show really helps kill the time. That's what we're here for, Teresa, to kill the time. Recently, this past summer, I listened with my grandson and tried to get him into you. He loves your show even though he's 12, and he thinks you are great for an old man. He likes to dance along to your Moe songs. I'm pretty good for an old man. The problem is that he started asking about sexuality and why some people are gay and some are not. Please, Neil, how do I handle this topic of conversation? Where can I buy old shows from the 80s so I can get him into when you were in your prime? Oh. I can get him into you when you were in your prime. Oh. But she's a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Look him right in the eye, Teresa, and just say,
you fairy.
That'll tell it all right there. Oh, John ZTR left one out.
Yeah.
Now, why does it say Tim Harmeyer in the email address?
Go ahead.
Oh, maybe that was the fake one.
Okay.
And it is a fake classic. You'll recognize it right away. I'm afraid I have to agree with the negative emails you've been getting lately, especially the ones criticizing you for not taking calls. Since you went to email, you've limited your listener feedback to those who work in offices. Look at me, for example. Why am I writing an email at 9:30 p.m. to a show that went off the air at 2 p.m. in the afternoon? I don't get home till 9. This means I have to wait 7 hours to get feedback. Don't take this as a negative, because it's not. But it seems like any email that doesn't kiss your ass is considered negative. I just want to inform you that the new email format has severely limited those of us who want to interact with the host, Neil Rogers. Before, I would call your show a few times a day, but now I can't even do that.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yep.
Please start taking calls again. Please just give it a chance. There are plenty of smart listeners out there. Don't let the I'm your friend guy ruin it for everyone. Oh, and by the way, why is it that all the other hosts on the station are able to take calls successfully except you? Because they're great and I'm bad. That's why.
You're a bad man.
That was a good one. Oh, Mr. Radio again.
Wow.
Mr. Radio. How do you know from Todd Pettengill? Well, first of all, if you were so astute as you think you are, you'd recognize a lot of the bits we play are Todd Pettengill. How do you like that? If you were such a smart ass, which you're not, you think you know something about this business, you wouldn't know a radio if they stuck six of them up your ass. Here's Todd Pettengill.
Hello, Mason Residence. John Mason speaking. Hello?
There's Todd Pettengill. And then toward the end, he morphs into a different voice. He is Scott Shannon's sidekick on WPLJ in New York and worked for Vince McMahon in the WWF. He's really the voice of Chris Matthews and those great bits. Yes, he is. Any chance Greg Budell might be behind some of these fake emails? His name seems to come up quite a bit. Probably has a lot of time on his hands up there in Alabama. Well, at least he's got something he's doing anyway, Mr. Radio, besides just all this radio trivia. Even Mike Spindell is embarrassed by your cacophony of crap with all this trivia. You ever see a cacophony of crap?
Just this morning.
I smelled it. I think Joey dealt it, and we all smelt it.
O'Neill! See,
you get a lot of it. Sports! With Neil Rogers on Sports Hole Radio, WQAM.
Here's the story of a lovely lady, a Victoria's Secret model who's well known. Many teens stole that catalog from their mother when they were all alone. Here's the story of a man, Tom Brady, who was the New England Patriots quarterback. But in the opening game of the season, we heard his lips beat crack. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, they've been seen at all the Hollywood functions. Now these two are engaged to be married.
nice clean-cut boy. 117 at 560 WQAM. We got 507 votes on the poll. Ow! Eat your heart out, Fat Chris. Tubby.
Saw him yesterday, by the way.
Did you? And?
He was here for the meeting. We chummed up. And? I finally gave him his birthday present.
And?
And we had a nice chat, and we went on our way.
He misses us. Posting the stories?
No, we did not talk about that.
Oh.
But he misses us, and I told him that we missed him. Especially on days like yesterday or, on Monday.
Go ahead!
Oh, you are as useless as...
Listen, I got nothing to do with that. They got to hash that out themselves.
What do you mean you
got
nothing to do with that? I know you don't care about the poll, but at least the bedtime stories?
Listen, I don't want to get involved in that discussion.
Why not?
Because I'm going to be accused of taking a side or having a preference, which I do
not. No, it isn't a question of taking a side. It's a question of getting me some information. Since I don't have any contact with him anymore, and since Cordis is full of crap. Mark says, what am I going to do with you? I told you this once before a few years ago, but it seems like it's time for a refresher. I need you to stop reading corrupt political and gay priest articles. What's the point? You're reaching out to two groups of listeners. One who agrees with everything you say about religion and politics and doesn't need their time wasted with subjects they already agree with you about. The other group is the total opposite. They're religious fanatics who loathe you for bad-mouthing the church and still believe a politician is as honest as the day is long. You'll never sway their opinion on these subjects. So once again, what's the point? If you must continue to read articles, I need you to steer away from these two ponderous subjects, which everyone has a non-negotiable opinion on one way or the other. I need you to do this, and I need you to do that, and guess what? No.
Yeah. Get right on it, would you?
If you'd like, you may read articles about Christian Bale, Michael Phelps, or free Grand Slam breakfast. I'm okay with that. You may do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I need you to do this. Anyway, I'm just trying to do my little part to keep your show flowing and your ratings up. I check in from time to time with my commentary and opinions of what I need you to do to achieve this. Take care, loyal listener, Mark. Brandon says, being a former chain smoker and smoking my first pack in 3 years not too long ago, depends where you go, it'll run you about $5 a pack. Almost double that here, almost $10, eh?
Wow. What if you buy them by the carton?
I don't know. I don't think they sell cartons in my little Chinese market. No speaky English. How do you do business? I mean, we'd like be opening a store in China and not being able to speak Chinese.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one that says, Mr. Radio's full of crap. He's not the fake Joey Reynolds. I am, signed Bill Wise. Now, were you there when Bill Wise was still Eric IOD?
No.
Oh. Orangehead.
Never met him.
An Orangehead, nose-picking yahoo. Now, I'm trying to think of where the hell he came from, where he played country music. He was a country music PD. What was GTR before it was GTR?
Ooh, good question.
I don't know. But he was a country music hillbilly hick, Bill Wise. And it was he and Disney who approached me. We had dinner one night to hire me to get to leave Zeta and go to IOD. Bill Wise. Not so wise. Oh, he was the PD. He made Steve Nichol look like a rocket scientist. He made
really?
Roy Geary look like Einstein.
Wow.
Phil Ark says, I only email two times a week, but alter egos. See, they're all coming out of the closet today.
Good.
Only email the show a max of two times a week, but after hearing John CTR, ZTR, Z as in Zeta, I feel inadequate. I only have one other alter ego. It wasn't much of a success. Remember Jack Nazielski, the angry Jew who would get his friend to protest outside the station for not supporting Israel? Yeah, I like that one. But now I've been inspired to develop whole characters. It's a new day, Neil. You've changed my mind. I used to miss the calls because every once in a while a call would become a drop or something. The emails are the Shiite, the Schmidt. Secondly, you and George were wondering how the bonuses would be distributed. Now ratings come out every month. They're taking the average of every three-month stretch, and if you surpass the stated goal, you get your bonus, or maybe not in this economy. How the hell does he know that?
I don't know.
Unless he's a radio person.
Yeah, maybe he's a radio person.
Well, we'll have to get that straightened out, along with that business in my next paycheck. No more deductions, Jolly Joe. 50% was bad enough. 55% is absolutely acceptable. In fact, 50% is acceptable, but nevertheless, it's better than being on the street. See, I had a premonition. I knew that this depression was going to be manufactured, that this was coming. And a bird in the hand, a bird in the ground is worth 10 in the bush.
Ooh.
Probably Johnny Dork will be emailing, oh, you bastard, you were so nasty to the bird, you never respected him. I haven't heard from Johnny Dork in a long time. It's the real one, by the way.
Maybe not that they mentioned him.
P.S., says Phil Ark, the Olive Garden is not bad. Maybe the management cooking of the one you went to was bad. Not all of them are that way. Otherwise, why would it be such a popular restaurant? Oh! Otherwise, why would it be such a popular restaurant? The masses are asses, okay? What Americans know about Italian food, you could shove in a thumb thumb up your ass. I was going to say a thimble, but thumb camp was better. Who wants to put a thimble up their ass?
I don't know. Have you ever tried it?
Schnizzy Fit says, speaking of Coen Brothers movies, did you or George ever see Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? In my opinion, very underrated, says Douche Nozzle Chris. Never heard of it.
Yes, it's a musical with George Clooney. You're not going to like it.
Oh!
It's kind of surreal. It's a retelling.
A musical with George Clooney?
It's a retelling of the Odyssey or something like that, I understand.
The Odyssey?
Yeah. Ravely reviews. My daughter likes it. I don't. So go from
you
there.
You mean Homer's The Odyssey?
That's the one.
It's or like The Odd Couple.
A more modernized version of it. Escaped Southern Prisoners.
WGTR was WA1A. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Thank you.
Your 97A1A, your music way. Remember that?
That's right.
Wow. And who used to do the voiceovers on that station?
I don't know.
Eric Brandon, was that it? Somebody.
I don't know.
A1A, your music way. Well, it wasn't Johnny Dork. One thing you got to hand Johnny, man, he's got a great voice.
Yep.
I mean, a real nose-picking no fool, but what?
I'm having a coughing spell, by the way, if you wonder.
You're in a coughing spell?
I'm having, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Go ahead! Oh, the fact that that's Todd Pettengill just leaves me. I got my chews on, by the way. I got my shirt, my pantalones, my shirt, my chews.
All right.
And I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm going to Woodbine right now. I'll see you later.
Go ahead.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. Although we still got a pretty decent pile. See, this is the kind of day, and lately, I think with the exception of, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
That the emails were slim and grim, like Friday and yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, it was Super Bowl weekend. You know, a lot of people were planning for it, and then they were recovering from it.
Yeah,
Super Bowl weekend.
Excuse.
Maybe they were hanging out at the bowl. 513 votes on the poll, and I haven't even paid any attention to it, because, it's got too many long choices on it. And basically the message is, people in Florida's driving sucks. In fact, most people's driving blows, no matter where you goes. When I lived in Boston, unbelievably bad driving. Here, unacceptable, grotesque. In Rome, oh my God! In Rome, they just scatter all over the road. There's no, they don't pay any attention to any lines or they just drive.
Yeah, that makes sense. Simple.
Well, they're busy looking at those naked statues,
I see.
Oh God!
Today on Dr. Phil,
let's do it.
She's a beautiful young woman who has completely lost her way.
Tell me about it.
I have a question. For you.
I'm not going to take any of your questions.
What are you afraid of?
Russia.
What is your point?
There are next door neighbors.
You understand that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Russia.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know, but...
Are you drunk?
Yes.
How much have you had to drink today?
Six pack.
That is just so wrong.
But my gut is telling me it's...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she's puke on two legs, make no mistake about that. 1:30 at 560 WQM, we got the big O coming up at 2. Wow. And don't forget, after the Mad Dog, we got that Canes basketball crap that nobody in their right mind would listen to. And then after the basketball game, we got DA, which nobody...
Well, what's
his problem?
I don't understand.
No, it's just a joke. Don LaBelle, Florida's got a Johnny Dork sighting.
Okay.
He says, I spoke to Dennis yesterday on ham radio. He's interested in 3D, and I was coincidentally broadcasting live video in 3D from my website here in LaBelle, Florida. He does ham radio, Johnny Dork?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Wow.
Woo! He's a ham. So why not? So anyway.
Yes. Go ahead.
The Big O's producer, Brian Spector, just came in and gave me a phone number for Eric Brandon that said that he had the answer to a question you were asking on the air.
Yeah.
So you want me to call this person during the break?
No, I don't want you to call Eric Brandon.
All right, just making sure.
What are you talking about? I don't think it was Eric Brandon anyway.
Me either.
I'm thinking it was, who the hell was it? Maybe it was Eric Brandon. Somebody with a really good voice. In fact, it sounded like the person who does some of the production for us.
Yeah?
Not that one with the fake John Facenda voice. WQAM. It sounds like his nutsack is like hanging from the back of a pickup truck. WA1AI1A, your music way. I don't know. Well, I mean, what difference does it really make? Well, Mr. Radio ought to know. He's the maven.
Mm-hmm.
He's the expert. Doesn't know squat from Shinola. Let's see. Tell loyal listener Mark that he's wrong. People fit into two categories. All those agree with you and don't need to be bothered by the issues of the Catholic Church, and those who loathe you and reject your reading of the bedtime stories about the Catholic Church. Sorry, Mark, but I'm a fundamentalist Orthodox Jew, schmatahead, who agrees with Neil that the pedophilia that exists in all organized religion, and anywhere else in society for that matter, is completely unacceptable and needs to be rooted out. When in doubt, root it out. We are long past the time that problems like this could not be heard in public. People need to be awakened to this sickness, and it's time for action immediately, if not sooner. Thank you so much. How do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody coming to my defense.
Good.
George got a bit wrong. Old Brother is not a musical. It is music heavy, and there are a few scenes where Clooney and his gang end up on stage.
Yes, I don't want to quibble.
Or the radio singing, but the movie is not a musical, at
Correct.
Least in the traditional sense.
Correct.
It's a very good comedy based indeed on the Odyssey and is full of sight gags.
Mm-hmm.
The funniest scene takes place 5 minutes in. It's a sight gag where the audience sees what's going on, but Clooney remains oblivious until it happens. Okay, great. It says, I despise country music, but the music in Old Brother is very good. I will say, though, the constant presence of music does get old after a while, but it's a great film you should watch. It says Andrew. Thanks, Andrew. What's it called?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
And okay.
It won all kinds of awards for the music, but it's kind of bluegrassy, the music.
Here's one from CT. Huh.
Yeah.
What's up, fellows? I love the email action you got going. Having an iPhone like I do enables me to talk as to you as if you were right next door at all times. I never felt so connected to you. I had a request if you could. I haven't heard the John Rocker bit in a coon's age. I would love if you played it for me. Anyway, take it sleazy, Slappy Johnson. Slappy. Now, which John Rocker bit? There's old John Rocker. I like that one. Huh?
Yeah.
Old John Rocker. Da, 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 da. I'll find it here. We got John John's plane. We got John Roberts. Oh my God. Old John Rocker. That's the one I like. Oh yeah. Gotta love it. You like it?
I like it a lot.
Dad! Got a mouth like a sewer and a bad disposition. You're a big and erased cells full of hate ammunition. Now it's down to the miners, cause your pitch is horrendous. Well, I hate Atlanta, but this move is stupendous. Oh, John Rocker, take up soccer. Pack up all your gear and clean out your locker now. Oh, John Rocker, what a shocker. You're so violent, you should be a knickerbocker now. Oh, John Rocker, take up soccer. Then we can take your balls and kick them all over town. It's such a minor league clown. Everybody knows John Rocker's going down, down, down.
Well, how do you like that? Short and sweet. I mean, there's a whole bunch. Then there was this John Rocker bit.
Hello, Mr. Rocker.
Excuse
me? First up, sir, we will do the Rorschach test.
Yeah, I bet they love when you roll your tongue like that, all your boyfriends, huh?
Excuse me, sir?
Go ahead.
The Rorschach test is inkblots, as they say in English. And I will show you these inkblots, and you will tell me the first thing that pops into your mind.
Yeah. I'm looking.
Okay. What do you think this is?
Homo.
And this?
Lesbo.
Okay, and this one?
Infected Haitian.
All right. How about this?
Bobby Valentine riding the baloney pony.
thing. Well, let's move along, shall we? Let's try some word association. I'll say a word, and you tell me the first thing that pops into your head.
Idiot.
No, Mr. Rocker, we haven't started yet. All right, here we go. Dog.
Anus.
Cat.
Microwave.
The color blue.
Queer.
You know, John, why don't we try waiting a moment before you respond?
Jerk.
Mr. Rocker, I only wish to be your friend.
Why you got me on this couch, Doc? You, Mo?
What?
You fag boy?
John, I'm a married man.
Sure you are. What's your wife's name, Chuck?
No, actually, it's Gladys.
Yeah, you're Gladys. It ain't out that you're a fag boy. I'm out of here.
Woo! Why are you running? Stop running, John. John, are you a wild thing? Do you make my heart sing?
Shut up!
Oh, Neil. You're listening to Neil Rogers.
I'm Chris Matthews. Welcome to Hot Pile on MSNBC. I got so much spittle around my food hall I could water the grass. Quite possibly it's from all those years of working for Tip O'Neill. Crazy. The only possible reason my saliva glands are all out of whack may possibly be because I drink scotch from a dog's bowl. Probably from too many years of working for Tip O'Neill being told I wasn't good enough, smart enough, or skinny enough. Plus, I got dill weeds like Bill O'Reilly taking shots of me every night. I'm probably one of the world's greatest minds. If you don't mind wearing a sneeze shield, the reason I don't let people finish their answers is because I can't hear what they're saying. My ears are not even hooked up. The constant swishing of saliva in my mouth sounds like the ocean. The only time I truly feel comfortable is when we take Hardball out on the road on MSNBC. That way I can try to convince co-eds to come back to my hotel room. That is before they realize in order to kiss me and get close to my mouth, they have to be wearing a mask and a snorkel. Many people don't realize John McCain suffered from the same malady, but he had his saliva glands burned closed. Obama didn't. Just one of the many varied and stunning differences we like to point out here on MSNBC. Here's one more important fact you should realize before you go to the voting booth. They have different hair color. I'm Chris Matthews playing Hardball on MSNBC.
Okay, 16 to 2, I drag. That's an oldie.
Yeah.
Here's one from Johnny Dork. Why do you keep bad-mouthing Glenn? He loved you, and it was you who backstabbed him. It's sad to hear you and George disparage him. Let him rest in peace. Says Johnny Dark. Were we bad-mouthing the bird?
All the time.
It's you.
I feel bad now.
It is you who stabbed
him in the back. I'm not saying anything. And
he stabbed himself in the back.
Yeah.
He had a real soft gig
right.
Going there. 50 grand a year, all the free food he could shovel down his puss. And no, that wasn't good enough. Cut it out, Johnny Dork, okay? He's dead. See, one thing about it, when somebody dies, you can say whatever you want, and they can't hear it. Why do you do that? Oh, and also, Armando wanted to know, back in the days, you used to have a great promo called Heavy Metal Neil. Well, there it was. I played it for it.
All right.
That was it. Do you like it?
I liked it a lot.
Good. Now, this clown again, Roger and Don in Pembroke Pines, this is the same guy who thinks he knows something about movies. Speaking of movies, top five ever, we think. Apocalypse Now, Glengarry Glen Ross, The Shining, oh! Also, Clockwork Orange, No Doubt, and finally, Godfather 1 and 2. Godfather 3, I don't know what happened with that one. If we had to add a six, Goodfellas, oh! By the way, what do you think of the halftime show for the Super Bowl? We thought it sucked. I don't know, because I didn't watch it. I heard the boss wailing for about 2 seconds, and I immediately went to the kitchen and got something to eat. Oh, Can You Run? Get the Chalk by Jack Lemmon. Can you run it? Let me ask you, can we run it?
I'm running it right now.
Get the chalk! Hey, get the chalk! Get the chalk! I did it. I closed it.
Oh, boy. Wow. Yeah, what a fast finger that was, huh? How do you like that?
I like it.
I think Roger and Donna are au jean provocateurum goyim.
Mm-hmm.
Of course we can't play it. We can play there's a short version of that. Isn't there? That we can play?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, sure there is.
I don't think so.
There's not? Like I said, can't play it. And quit causing trouble. Professor Dr. Henry F. Finkelstein, another fake name, says, first of all, I got nothing to bitch about. Screw everybody that messes with George, including his mother. Neil is one of the greatest days of my life. About a month ago, I lost my 85 grand IT job. I was down and out, had nowhere to look up, got fed with all the work for peanuts piece of crap jobs I was applying for. Bills were waiting. I bought the house in 2005. It's worth about 70% of what I paid for it. Crap, well, here is the deal. Today I decided to create my own Jew bailout plan. Here it goes. First, I'll foreclose on the silly house, walk away from the bad mortgage, which will give me about 12 to 16 months of free living. Now, the credit will go to crap, but I have a Jew wife with perfect credit, plus I don't really need it anyway. My Jew wife also has a job that she'll keep due to the fact that I still want internet, cable, iPhone, etc. Also, I have enough of this severance pay to be able to get enough weed for about 12 to 16 months. See where I'm going with this? Exactly, yep. A 12 to 16-month vacation. I got screwed. Now it's time for me to screw. I'm not going to look for a job for 12 to 16 months, so I'll smoke my bailout plan every day while playing PS3 and Xbox while the Citigroup figures out what they're going to do with those billions Obama's blessing them with. So, Neil, I'll email every day and probably listen to the archives as well. I love my life for the next 12 to 16 months. What do I got to lose? Credit? Who cares? What am I going to buy for that? The new Chevy or the Chrysler? Love you both, Professor Dr. Henry F. Finkelstein. What did you think about that?
I don't know.
A lot of Jew stuff today, you know?
It's a very juicy show today, yes.
Yeah. Can you please play I Dig the Jocks song? I missed that. Haven't heard it in about 6 months, says JP. I don't have any idea what that is.
Book of Brian
I Dig
bit.
The Jocks? What?
Book of Brian bit. Relatively recent.
I Dig the Jocks?
Yes.
Here's I Did Your Wife.
Did you know?
It's not in there. So it's on one of those discs. I don't even know what it is. I Dig the Jocks? You got it? Oh. Oh, that one.
Yeah. You want to hear it?
Hopefully it's real long. How long is it?
223, baby.
All right.
Want me to let it roll? Oh!
Go ahead.
I'm a manly, throbbing fan of porthole radio. Oh! And all the pumped up muscle jocks who speak in monotones. In the bleachers of a macho sport hole that gay dreams of how I want to pump my muscle in between their cheeks. I dig the jocks.
I dig them.
I dig the jocks, jocks, jocks. Sports is all that matters if you wanna get me firm. I'm aware of women, but they just get on my nerves. I like dropping athletes' names as if they really know me. In the company of lonely sport hole nerds and curves, I dig the jocks. I dig the jocks, jocks, jocks.
Oh.
Fanny slapping, towel snapping, manly jocks are sweating. I would like to lick their legs all the way to heaven. In the sports bar, knocking back a brew with all the guys. Watching games and someone's hand goes running up my thighs. I dig the jocks in white tube socks. I dig the jocks, jocks, jocks. Whoa. Sports holes gush about athletes all sinewy and sweaty. Let me strap these garters on and change my name to Betty. One day on a sport hole show, they talked about cleats.
How did they know listeners are into huffing feet? I dig the jocks. Sports always matters.
I dig the jocks, jocks, jocks.
Oh.
Sports is the only thing that matters. In fact, sports always sports. Matters.
Sports.
Nothing
sports.
Else
sports.
In life
sports.
Is more important than sports.
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 Okay, great. 151 at QAM. Here's one from Melissa in Concord, North Carolina. I haven't heard from her in a long time. I quietly listen and enjoy your show daily. I sit at my desk and all of a sudden burst into laughter.
Okay.
My Outlook calendar is blocked off, so no one schedules a meeting during your show. Despite all the cutbacks, still think you and George bring uniqueness to radio. Just brush them haters off your shoulder. Holla back at your girl. Remember Melissa, holla back?
That's right. She's the holla back
girl.
We
just hollered back. We're hollering back. Steve in Jersey says the Chris Matthews stuff is hilarious. The go-ahead bites are perfect. Go ahead.
Oh, I uncued.
Oh, too late.
Yeah.
My 24-year-old daughter just got back from a week in Amsterdam. I asked her if she checked out any of the coffee houses. When in Rome, Dad, was her response. Love that kid. He says, hear the sirens coming?
Yeah.
Obama looks like he's already aged 10 years dealing with all the BS. I'm not sure who's more clueless, the voters who keep putting these idiots into office, those same congressional idiots that are hung up on Roger Clemens while the banks and other bailout beneficiaries rob us blind. That's right, roids. They're into roids. New Jersey politicians, arguably the most corrupt in the country, Illinois and Florida notwithstanding, passed one bill into law this year, $500 fine for drivers not yielding to emergency vehicles. Nice, boys and girls. Take February off, WTF. Sounds like Steve in Jersey's a little porked up.
Tad bit.
Just a little bit. Well, let's save some of this other stuff. What? Hey, this is the way it's supposed to work. There was a real good pile of emails today. We had John Zeta, whatever his name is, come clean. Oh, and Ron St. John, by the way, did all those.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Radio. He knows his crap. If it's trivial stuff that nobody cares about, it's Mr. Radio.
It's Dave in Miami Town.
Absolutely.
At 560 WQAM.
It's been brought to my attention that your ratings are dying now. Well, I don't assure you what a big asset I was to you and how. You thought you could find somebody good enough to fill my baggy pants? It ain't easy. There ain't no chance I'll ever be coming back. Outside of considering a lucrative contract. If you want to know what'll save you from shutting that transmitter down, why, that's easy. Sure.
All you need is more. All you need is more. All you need is a show.
Right away, something.
Yeah.
Jack told me to give you this.
What?
You see?
No.
What are you going to do, fire me, huh?
Like old times. Bye, bye, bye.